a week better.
Well, no, I mean, it would be better if it would be a bit better.
Now, listen, we'll do the absence show on Friday then.
Okay.
Well, now, what? Right. Hold on. We won't do it on Thursday, which would be the optimum day for the show because it's St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. We won't do that because, so what's wrong with Friday?
Friday's fine.
Hair of the dog.
Now, why are you looking down? Friday, what's wrong with Friday?
Let me see.
Would that be a conflict with another side business you have going?
No. I think there'll be perhaps a residual effect from Thursday on Friday.
But, hey, but you know what? That could work. Hey, but that has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Okay.
That could work.
I'm a professional.
That's right.
Yes, you are. I'm a professional.
No. The reason I gave for Thursday is a legitimate reason.
Yes.
The reason for Friday, that is not a legitimate reason.
Fair enough.
So I defer to you, sir. defer to you in totality.
Said the sugar.
I don't care. Right. Yeah. Thank you. But
that's fine.
Said Domino's.
Did I say do it in March?
Yes. I mean, you said as soon as possible, and I said.
I said as soon as possible. We all agreed on that. I think that's when Jacob will be here. Right?
How about before the, you know, before.
Oh, Jacob's coming in next week?
That's what I heard. Last I heard from him, yes.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
I really am.
I am looking forward to it. You know, so it'll be a whole celebratory week.
Funny.
Yeah. It'll be fantastic.
And then we go on vacation.
Yeah, but, and that's probably necessary.
After that.
I think that's a good idea.
Rehab, wink, wink.
Yes.
Okay.
Someday.
So how are you doing now?
I'm doing good. I feel even. I feel right back to where I normally am.
Okay. So you feel like normal.
Yep.
No, you don't.
I do. I feel good.
You're still food high.
Normally I don't feel that good when I'm in here. Normally, physically, I don't. You know, I feel kind of tired, run down. But, you know, but today I just feel a little more energetic, just a little more goofy. And I don't, you know, I can only attribute it to the sugar that I ingested prior to the show.
Sugar. Yeah. Oh, come on, honey. You are my candy girl.
You know, as fat as I am, I really don't sit down and devour many desserts, and for the last 48 hours, I have been doing it with regularity, and it's not good, because I think that's the worst thing I can eat.
Wait, for the last 48 hours?
Well, yeah, basically 2 days. It's not just today.
Been sampling.
Last night at dinner, I had a piece of pie with ice cream.
What kind of pie?
Apple. Delectable apple.
Apple pie. That's great.
Yeah. And I ate the bread before dinner, too.
Oh.
Which is, you know, loaded with carbohydrates.
Yeah.
So
white flour.
You know. You like an occasional sweet, don't you? My sweet.
I don't even want to discuss this with you.
Don't you like an occasional confection?
No.
Like an occasional piece of candy?
Not really.
You don't like sweets?
I like fake sweets.
You like fake sweets?
Yeah, really. The Atkins crap.
Oh, right. You do? Oh, yeah.
Sadly, that passes for when I have the urge for something like that, or, you know, I have peanuts. Look at me.
That's not even a sweet.
I'm fat, although I'm very close to finally getting under 200 pounds.
Cool.
I'm only like 4 pounds away. So that's why, with the cake thing, I don't want the cake. But, I mean, hell, if you're high because you've been eating, that's what I'm saying. I'm your pal. I've got to get my act together.
The thing is, I've started exercising with abandon again. And as opposed to, the reason I stay fat is because when I exercise like I do, I tend to
you eat more.
Crave bad food. See, it's my body just saying,
protesting.
Stay right where you are, fatty. You know? And I'm working like a dog. I'm burning 620 calories when I exercise, which is a lot of calories.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I burn when I'm exercising. Of course, when you weigh 400 pounds, you know, you get on the Stairmaster for 5 minutes. You know, you burn 400 calories. So, yeah, that's why. But I'll get it together. I'll get it together.
You will have the chance to shave Rob's head.
I'm ready for it.
Your hand's not shaking.
But I must demand, please, well, let's wait till the cake gets here, to have some cake and then shave Rob's head.
Okay. I will not even turn it on until you tell me to.
And Rob, it's not really a head shaving, right? Mike is just going to be cutting your hair to get it back down to its pre-growth best state.
Yes, he's not allowed to touch the corners.
Okay.
That's what's necessary to make the top flat. But you have free rein on the sides and the back.
And you want it pretty well taken down.
You can use that guide.
Is this the only guy that gets to use?
That guide is a three.
You don't mind having a drunk guy cut your hair?
He's not. He's drunk on food. What could possibly go wrong?
That's, you know what I watched over the weekend, not to make you nervous or anything? I watched the movie Jackass. Where they come up and back of the guy with the and they use the clipper
yeah.
and they take a chunk out of their head.
You wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that too.
No, of course not.
But you don't care how short it is on the sides?
No, use the guide.
The guide, absolutely.
The guide.
What happened?
No.
The guide
came off.
The guide is a little plastic thing that clips
like
onto the front of it.
Almost.
Yes, that Mike just pushed
that doesn't
off.
Happen when it's working.
Controls it's the length fine. Of the hair. It's not like you can pop that thing off quickly.
No.
Cut my finger.
Oh, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Covered with blood.
Don and Mike show.
Sugary blood.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if Mike would be interested, actually, in a carrot cake that I made in culinary school yesterday.
No, that's okay. I think we're all set. I've had my sugar rush, but I had to explain it because I felt so weird coming in here, and I ate so much dessert prior to the show.
Right.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Keep your carrot cake.
Mike ate the groaners. Hi, Mike.
Oh, what is this? Come on, do you want to get put in the book? Hello?
Hello?
I show you mercy.
We are not amused.
I show you mercy today, dummy. Don and Mike show. Hola, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was headed up the interstate yesterday in my big truck and got pulled over for speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I explained to the trooper that I was speeding towards Wichita so I could listen to you guys. And he let me go.
So hold on. I didn't catch that, Buzz.
What state did you get pulled over in?
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, headed north on I-35, heading for Wichita.
And what happened? I didn't understand a word this guy said.
He got stopped for speeding, and the cop pulled him over, and the explanation he gave was that he was speeding for Wichita so he could listen to us.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Wow. Kansas trooper, Oklahoma trooper let you go.
Oklahoma trooper.
Very good.
Oklahoma,
He says he listens when he's up north part of Oklahoma and enjoys you guys as much as I do. So.
Well, that's very nice.
I owe you guys, $80 now?
Hey, all right.
Yes, you do.
You know what? Just send it to us in flour goods, please.
Thank you.
In baked goods.
Yes, cakes.
Just to be clear, were you picked up for speeding or speeding?
Speeding.
Oh, okay.
Speeding.
He knew what you were doing.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, have a good one.
Get out of here.
Phone call.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, that was the indication that he has left.
He's gone.
He has left the building.
Very good.
Last night, American Idol. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. I wasn't acting weird then. I just said very good.
Was he acting weird, Buzz?
I'm amused. I don't know. Maybe it's the mood here today.
All right. The mood's over. Don't look at me anymore. There is no mood here. You were speaking of American Idol?
Yes.
I was.
A pretty good program.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
I enjoy it. It's
nice. Did you have your pie during American Pie? During American Idol?
Technically, yes.
Wow.
You did. Yes, I did. Yeah. It was with a little vanilla ice cream on it.
Apple pie.
Apple pie. I don't need any sugar, Rob.
What is that, Rob?
Thank you. Rob bought it. Yes, some coffee sugar.
A 1 pound box of sugar, just in case.
Don't need that.
Is that like from whatever the service is that supplies?
Joe Reagan.
Uh-huh. And you know what? I've got nothing against this guy. He might be the nicest guy in the world.
Reagan.
I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole. To me, it looks like rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
The packaging.
Which, they haven't exactly splurged on
the packaging on this, and they supply to a lot of offices.
Yes.
To me, it looks like a prop from the movie 9 to 5. But Dolly Parton would have pulled out that she was going to put in Dabney Coleman's coffee to try to kill him.
Well, it probably doesn't change the fact that it's chock-a-block full of pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
It's the highest quality.
And the cost-cutting on the packaging is passed along to you, the consumer.
The highest quality, you say, Rob?
No expense was spared.
Does it say anything regarding the quality of the sugar on the side?
This is bad sugar.
100% pure.
Pure.
100% pure.
Man.
Guaranteed to get off, Mike. I got it right here.
Man, it's white death.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Here you go. I tell you what.
That's good horse.
I'll give you a little taste. Just put your pinky out.
All right.
This one's free.
First one's free.
This is how they get you.
Okay.
First one's free. There you go. Right. There's a little bit on...
Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, there you go. Man.
Oh, he rubbed it on his gum.
Man. Ooh, hello.
It's not cut.
Hey,
now,
VA!
Now you like,
get in there!
Now you like Scarface.
You got a problem with me, Antonio Montana.
That's not the best sugar I've ever had. Phone call.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say that it sounded very similar to the bit you have with Ed McMahon talking about Joan Embry. So, Mike, some of those animals are probably about 10 years old now.
I understand what you're insinuating, and nothing could be further from the truth.
I'm telling you, I spent 45 minutes before the show with the guy. He's not drunk. He just... He enjoyed fine pastries.
It's a sugar rush. And I think, as Rob explained, it might be the same kind of reaction that you get in the body.
Mm-hmm. Look at you now.
That's all it is. I'm not doing anything with the Clippers.
I know.
I was nervously handling them.
Yeah. I know you were.
I wasn't doing anything goofy.
He didn't turn them on.
I wasn't doing anything goofy.
We will all be able to watch and listen to you cut Rob's hair as soon as that birthday cake gets here.
Is that how long it's going to be?
Well, Mike, in the next break.
Yeah.
We have a mystery guest.
Oh, you mentioned that in the office.
You get to play along with all the LBs out there.
Oh, good, good. Well, you and I feel very comfortable in that company.
And so do you, Buzz. Cool. And Mike, if you need anything, a candy bar, anything between now and then?
No, I'm not going to do that. Because
how about a regular Coca-Cola?
No, because I've got my diet beverage. I've got my Diet Cool Nest tea.
Hey.
It's right here. And in the event that the birthday cake is coming, that'll be plenty of sugar for one day.
Mm-hmm.
That is zero calories right there.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar.
That's right.
Total fat, zero. Lots of sodium, though.
Well, you know, fat's going to kill you. You know, I've had that argument.
Sodium's, you know, everything we have in society is sodium.
Yes, and I'm 100% sodium well with all the soda pop that I drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the hell? And that diet, right? I'll tell you something. Tastes like monkey. That's what it tastes like. It says no low sodium equals no taste.
Yeah. Really? There's a Diet Right soda that has no sodium.
What do you got, Joe? What are you doing here,
oh,
Joe?
Oh, Joe brought me a peanut butter cup.
Joe. What, Joe?
A little piece of
chocolate.
Candy. This guy right here eats more candy than anybody on the show. Every day there's some candy, right? Is there candy in your life every day?
I just got done with Girl Scout cookies, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Joe likes the sweets. He's got the sweet tooth on the
chocolate's
show.
Chocolate's good.
Oh, this is a white chocolate Reese's peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, special edition.
Okay.
Only the best.
Here we go.
Here you go. Don't bogart that my friend.
Can't snort a peanut butter cup.
Don't bogart that peanut butter cup. Man. Mm.
Good?
Not as good as the regular chocolate.
Yeah.
Really?
No, white chocolate. Yeah. Why mess with the best candy thing ever invented? Don't you agree?
Oh, the white chocolate pretzels, though? Those are killer.
No, but I mean, as far as a Reese's peanut butter cup,
right.
I don't think you need to improve on that.
You're right.
But does it really screw with the taste? I mean, doesn't white chocolate taste like black chocolate anyway?
No.
Aren't...
Listen, everybody has a strong opinion on that one.
Sure.
Aren't whites and blacks equals?
This is the only time that white isn't as good.
No, stop it.
Oh, now, listen to that.
My God.
It doesn't first he doesn't from mean Rob. That. Mm. Really, Rob.
I know. That was silly.
What are you doing now?
I'm having a Hershey's. A baby. He brought candy in.
Yeah, I thought he brought you candy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's another candy. Mm-hmm. Different candy.
Okay. This will hold until the cake gets here.
Well, I think there's a nap in my future.
You can't. We have to do the show.
I'll be awake. I'll stay awake. I'm a professional.
Mike, you're going on a trip.
Man, oh, man. Way too much sugar.
You know, this is how I expected you to react 20 years ago when we spoke to join a national airport.
Well, didn't I?
No, you got paranoid as hell.
Oh, my God. That was the last time.
But look at you now, Mike. Flying. Seeing bright colors.
Rob looks like a butterfly. Oh, man. Every time I pull my fingers in front of my face, it makes stripes.
Trails.
Psychedelia.
Okay, the mystery guest is coming up. We're giving away the iPod Shuffle today. Mike is once again manipulating himself with the barber tool that will be used to cut Rob's hair.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. American Idol. I want to say this about American Idol.
Yeah.
The ratings show that the highest rated show is American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls get better ratings than the boys. Sure. And I'm no faggot. Mike, I can't do the show looking at you like this. You're just you're laughing at
your
me.
Your face is melting.
Here, I want to have my serious discussion and you.
I'm listening.
You're tripping. You're over there tripping.
I wasn't passing notes or anything.
Thinking that you're over in Hershey, PA.
Did you say the girls are better than the boys? Or vice versa?
Were you going to Hershey would be like going to Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. The little coffee houses where they give you free chocolate. And you select which kind of chocolate you want underneath the glass.
And you can have as much as you want.
Oh, chocolate kaleidoscope eyes. No, I'm fine.
Yeah. I know you are.
It's nothing that you wouldn't see me doing at Easter.
Halloween.
Oh, Easter and Halloween.
Yeah, Easter, Halloween, yeah. Thanksgiving.
Right. Oh, Christmas.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Not usually Valentine's Day. No, but that's kind of a morning, a holiday of a morning.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Birthday, yeah. Birthday cake coming up. I'm a Donna Mike show.
Okay.
My friend. But that's a fine show, The American Idol.
Yeah.
Very popular.
I like it a lot. Call now. Phone Jeopardy. Call now.
I opened a vein and skittles from a thousand lands filled my senses.
Wee.
Pink cards, green clover.
We're giving away the iPod Shuffle right now at 877-365-3636. We will have a bona fide mystery guest on the telephone.
Right here on the show?
Cool. Right on the show. And then you call in and you can guess. You'll play against Buzz and also Drunk Mike. And
not drunk.
And drunk on food. And win the iPod Shuffle.
I have a caramel iPod.
Kaleidoscope eyes.
Yes, siree. Clippers for you, Robert. Shears for you, my little sheep.
Oh, dear.
Someone's going to make a sweater out of your hair.
There you go.
Oh.
Why are you so
wonderful?
So
I don't know.
Screwed up.
I'm not screwed.
I'm not complaining.
This is the real me. It just takes a little sugar to make
really?
It. You remember? Remember in a land long ago? There we go. Remember that before the alimony?
See, that's why I think that maybe it is booze.
No,
it's sugar. It's sugar.
No, you'd know if it was booze.
Well, you smell it.
Well,
comes right out of my pores. You know
that's
that.
True. That's right. You always smell like booze. It's a sugar high you got going.
A sugar high that is actually now.
And I don't mean you always smell like booze. I apologize. When you've had a lot to drink, you smell like booze.
Yes, it's hard for me to mask that. You know. That's what it is. Yeah. No. I hope our mystery guest is filled with nougat. Very exciting. And chocolate covered.
Okay.
Very exciting.
All right, call now. Call now if you want to identify the mystery guest.
You want me to call?
No, I want to
just
listen to
I knew
call.
That. I was fooling around.
American Idol, did you watch it?
Yeah.
I mean,
I watched it. It was kind of on in the background.
Here's the thing. I got an email from a friend of mine today, and in the email, the person wrote, I was watching American Idol, and I like so-and-so. And when I was writing back in the email, just regular stuff, I wrote, I feel like an idiot. I will not write about American Idol.
Yeah.
To somebody, even though this person had written to me and included, I didn't. Yet I feel not. Anyway, what I wrote was, I would feel like a schmuck if I wrote to you, if I wrote down who I think will be eliminated tonight. So I will not. Mm-hmm. And then I was very proud that I signed the thing and said, send immediately.
Yeah.
Yet here I am on the radio telling you that for sure tonight it's the black chick, the young black chick. I don't remember her name. The Vegas girl, the Sinatra girl. She's out. Constantine and also Travis Tucker. Those are your four that are out tonight.
I certainly hope Travis Tucker doesn't get out because he's from my hometown,
right,
where I live now. But the Constantine, I think he's got legs.
So.
As much as I hate the guy,
no.
I think he's got that. Didn't your wife say something about how good looking he was?
Yeah, she thinks he looks like Bono, but I think he's out.
Do you think
out.
That's going to work with the women of America?
Ask Jim Constantine. I think he's out.
I will toast him if he gets booted out.
Last night, the last girl on American Idol, the girl that kind of looks like Courtney Love,
mm-hmm.
with the big breasts. I love
and
Simon,
the underbite.
I love Simon Cowell. I wasn't looking at her underbite. She's got really big, pronounced
mm-hmm.
chests. And she's singing some ridiculous rendition of The Boys Are Back in Town. Uh-huh. And they come to Simon for his response, and he says, well, all I can say is with your outfit was absolutely perfect for this, for your out, the song is perfect for your outfit, you know.
Simon is the horn doggy,
you know, indicating, yes, you know, because, you know, like the boys, like, the, look at her boob, you know, the boys, they're back in town.
You're a seasoned performer.
And, boy, oh boy, Ryan Seacrest had a metrosexual moment that where he didn't know how to handle this comment, and he pretended to half throw a glass of water at
Simon.
Simon. And
I think Ryan Seacrest appears to be conflicted.
Do you think they drink regular Coca-Cola on that show or Diet Coca-Cola?
Diet Coke.
You think so?
Yeah, otherwise they'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
they'd be loopy. I'm coming down from it now, even after eating the Reese's peanut butter cup thing.
Oh, you're crashing.
And the Hershey thing, yeah. Is it time for a break yet?
Cake's on the line.
Trip over, Mike?
Oh, man, am I sleepy.
That candy will kick in a second.
I hope so.
Wait for a one-way trip to Downerville?
Yeah.
Can you come back to regular life?
You shouldn't eat so much of this. It's not good for you. Really, really isn't. Candy's bad. Candy is bad. Candy is not dandy, and sex will rot your teeth.
You know, listen, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Where's that goddamn cake?
It's coming, you know? I don't have cake in a cake room here.
We've not even taken the first break yet, for goodness sake.
Well, I didn't think it had to be in the first break.
You didn't consult
me. They were writing Happy Birthday Rob on it as I last spoke to them.
Mike, what did you want to say?
Nothing. I forgot. Your sentences last 18 minutes. I forgot what I was going to say.
He's wound up.
I'm totally wound up right now. It was funny, though, but it's gone. Yeah. It's gone like
not
the
gone,
wind.
Not gone, Mike. It's not gone.
More where that came from.
You know, we got candy and cake and the mystery guest coming up.
Do we have candles for Rob to blow out?
I have no idea.
You know, it is the birthday
Beth
cake.
Beth Ann? Beth Ann?
I didn't think of that. I don't
all right.
know.
I have a candle.
Oh, that's all we need.
John Buzz has a candle.
He has a candle and a spoon.
Why? Give me a candle, Buzz.
It clears the smoke out of the air.
God. Of course it does. Of course, well. Bruce. Of course, Badu.
He's over there with a candle and a spoon melting some Necco wafers.
And some sugar from ice.
All right. Bye, B.A.
Bye-bye.
And who knows what's going on back there with Joe screaming.
It's a special day. It's a fun day.
It is.
It's a fun candy cake day. I guess.
Hello.
I feel it, Mike.
Good.
Joe.
You feeling good?
Oh, yeah. I had like 8 Girl Scout cookies. I'm rocking.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah, everybody's tripping.
I was just talking to someone in Sacramento.
Shut up,
Joe. Game.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
The great thing about an ensemble show.
Joe.
Yeah, we might have found some common ground.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug.
Sorry, baby.
He's the guy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Making that trip on the inner loop off the Beltway, an earlier incident near John Hanson Highway, now out of the main lanes, over to the left, still slow near Kenilworth Avenue. Out with the old in with the new low fares, United's got great deals to worldwide destinations. Book now and earn 2006 bonus miles. Offer ends soon. Visit united.com or call 800-UNITED-1 today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get 2 fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises
rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in additional theaters Friday.
It happens every year at this time. After you've splurged on presents for all the kids, plus trips to both grandmas, and bills are still coming in. That's when you notice your wallet is running on fumes. But hey, you gotta eat. That's when an old familiar friend comes back in your life. The famous original Grand Slam Breakfast at Denny's. And now, thanks to our weekday breakfast deal, even when your budget's tight, you can still afford a good breakfast. The original Grand Slam is every bit as delicious as you remember. Two eggs any way you like, two fluffy buttermilk pancakes served with warm syrup, two slices of crisp sizzling bacon, and two savory sausage links. We're proud to say that for a limited time, you get all this breakfast for the incredible price of just $3.99, Monday through Friday from 5 to 11 a.m. It's a value only Denny's can offer, because Denny's is where breakfast value was invented. The original Grand Slam, now just $3.99, Monday through Friday mornings from 5 to 11. It's a New Year's present from Denny's. We're cooking now. Price and participation may vary.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it.
He didn't make it.
Second effort. Very close. They say he's in. They say he's in on a second effort.
Second effort.
I'm reviewing the play. Ruling on the field stand.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
At my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Philip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men, big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins. Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday, live from Tampa Bay, the pregame coverage starts at 1, kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right. Starting with my desktop. I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life. At least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude, think about your grandma's house.
Grandma's boy.
Do you remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning.
Josh has been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language. I don't give a fuck. Strong sexual content.
You are my first.
You are my 3,000-something.
I don't want a condom.
And illicit behavior.
He has quite a kick.
I can hear my hair growing.
This Friday,
rage!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa!
What
is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about. Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents. Friday, only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in. Still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out. Ugh. But here's what's going to be in. The next big thing. Wisp. Yes, sir. Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to. There's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp. Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay 2 nights, your 3rd night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Are you awake until all hours of the night? If so, please listen closely to this announcement. This is not a sales solicitation. Participants from our area are needed to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This research study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Compensation may also be provided in exchange for your time. So if twisting in bed, wrestling with your pillows, and staring at your alarm clock sound like your nights, call now to see if you qualify. Remember, this study is at absolutely no cost to you. Call toll-free 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. That's 1-888-528-4664. 1-888-528-4664.
Did you know that hair loss affects more than 90 million men and women in this country? Did you know that hair loss strikes two-thirds of men by the age of 35? And that 40% of hair loss sufferers are women? An estimated 200,000 Americans wake up each day only to realize that they too are beginning to lose their hair. If you or someone you know is losing their hair, you can't afford to miss the bald truth. With consumer advocate, best-selling author, and founder of the American Hair Loss Association, Spencer Cobran, every Sunday night at 11 p.m. The Washington Post proclaims that Cobran has a seemingly encyclopedic knowledge of hair loss. And GQ Magazine writes, "The Bald Truth is a detailed look at hair loss treatments." Spencer Cobran's groundbreaking work as a hair loss consumer advocate has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Men's Health, Men's Journal, Newsday, the New York Times, as well as ABC News, CBS News, Fox Television, and the CBC. Get the truth about the prevention and treatment of hair loss. The Bald Truth, every Sunday night at 11 p.m.
Tonight on NBC, The Biggest Loser returns with new special edition episodes. Each week, different teams take on the Battle of the Bulge. Couple against couple. Navy wives against Marine wives. Family against family. And here's what's extra special. Tonight, see their five-month transformation.
You lost 78 pounds!
In just two back-to-back episodes. The Biggest Loser Special Edition two-hour premiere. All new NBC Tonight.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Star Light, Star Bright Children's Foundation.
The Star and Light Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is your reaction to the comment that you are just a flash in the pan?
Maybe they're right. Nobody knows. In fact, if I knew, I would be a mastermind. I'm not.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday. So cool it. Thank you.
That's right, Julia. Julia Spivak. Spivak telling you how it is. Telling you how it's going to be. Don and Mike coming back on Monday. Until then, lots of good best of. I'm your host, Jordan Drew, with you with Johnny Norman today. And we are going to get right back into it because we don't have a lot of time for messing about. Let's get right into it. Oh, it's time for a mystery guest. Who could it be? One thing's for sure, it's the best of Don and Mike.
Mike, are you ready to play?
I'm going to play along with the audience at home.
Mm-hmm. The audience ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery guest are playing for the iPod Shuffle. They download 125th MP3s and your favorite songs never ever hear them the same way. What was that? What's he doing now, Buzz?
I had a little runny nose.
Clearing
a little post-nasal drip there. Snorting the sugar.
It was not.
Yeah.
You were not snorting sugar.
No, I wasn't. We have the mystery guest.
Mystery guest on the phone. Mystery guest would be glad to know that you're high.
I'm drunk. Sugar. Okay.
Sugar high today.
Very good.
Everybody now, without giving away the information, I'll just tell you, a really good mystery guest.
Cool.
I'm a fan of this mystery guest. Hello, mystery guest.
What's up?
Hello.
Mm.
We will keep this to 20 questions.
All right.
Yes or no answers for...
Buzz doesn't know either, right?
No, for the mystery guest. And we'll start with Buzz, please.
Okay. Mystery guest, are you part of the world of music?
Yes.
There you go. Michael.
Mystery guest, do you also have you gained notoriety in film as well?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Okay, let's go down to the call.
Yes.
Let's go to Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
One question, a yes or no question for the mystery guest.
Is he involved in rap?
Are you involved in rap, mystery guest?
Yes.
Would you like to make a guess, Justin?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. No, it is not.
We said involved in rap.
Ice Cube. Hello, Joe, Don and Mike show. Go ahead, mystery guest. Yes or no question?
Mystery guest, were you involved with the whole bling bling thing?
I was one of the first with the bling bling thing.
Uh-huh. Would you like to guess?
What's his name? Sean Puffy Combs.
No, not Sean Combs. Hello, here's Sal. Don and Mike show. Sal, you're on with the mystery guest.
Hi. Are you affiliated with American Idol at all?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Good for you. Okay. Get out of here. Here's Dave. Dave, you're on with the mystery guest.
Hey, how you doing?
Dave.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask your yes or no question, Dave. Come on.
Is your name Ja Rule?
No.
It is not Ja Rule.
First with the bling, I have a guess already.
Now, Mike, you disqualify yourself from the game. If you have a guess, you can have another guess, a guess if you like.
My guess is not a specific person because it would be part of a... Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mr. Guest, are you part of a group?
Nope.
All right, okay.
Oh, wow. Buzz.
I'm not going to offer a guess. Mr. Guest, do you have a current hit on the charts?
Nope.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I know we've done at least 10 questions, so I'll give you a hint.
Hello?
Yeah, hold
we're
on.
Here.
Mystery guest, I'm giving another hint.
We're guessing.
One of mystery guest's songs is in a commercial. In a commercial. Okay? That's all I'll say.
That narrows it down.
Hello, Rick?
Hey, mystery guest, do you wear ladies' undergarments?
No.
No. Oh. In a commercial for a soda. Okay? That narrows it down to 1,000.
Wow.
Hello, Rob. You're on with the mystery guest.
Hi, mystery guest. Are you from the West Coast?
No.
Wow. How many questions do we have left?
I don't know. I'm not counting. Has anybody been counting?
They have 22 left.
No, shut up, Rob. They do not. Here's some guy named Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hey. Mystery guest, are you the guitar player? No.
The guitar player?
You know, in the rap group.
Get out. Okay, we'll take 3 more calls, and then Mike and Buzz get one more shot. Then we'll stop wasting the mystery guest time. So I got to give a clue. All right, I'll give a... Mystery guest, how would you give a clue to identify yourself without saying who you are? Hey, mystery guest? You know the commercial I'm talking about? If I was to say Pepsi, do you think enough people would know?
Let's see.
Oh, okay, let's
that's
find
a yes.
Out. Yeah. Hello. You're on with the mystery guest. God damn this phone. Embarrassing me in front of our mystery guest. Hello. Don and Mike show.
I got a question.
Yes.
Was the mystery guest on Surreal Life?
That's a good question. Were
no.
you on? No.
No.
Was not. Do you want to guess on the phone?
I was going to guess Flavor Flav.
No. No. Okay, two more, and that's it. Let's go to David in Oregon. David.
Yeah. Are you on TV?
Yes.
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 Okay.
You have a
Ice
guess?
Tea.
Yeah. You guess what?
Ice Tea.
Who?
Ice tea.
But unfortunately, it came out Ice D.
Now, yeah. And this will be the last person to guess. Jason from the great state of Maine. Jason.
Do you date white women?
No.
Do you have a guess, Jason?
Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton.
No. Okay, now, Let me see. We'll get someone on the telephone, and maybe if I give them one clue.
Okay.
But it's got to be someone sharp. God, how am I, I'm going to find that in the land of LBs. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Eric.
Who is this?
This is Eric.
Eric.
Eric, you, Eric came out E-R-C.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
All right, never mind. I'll try somebody else.
You have to at least get the right syllables in your own name.
Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Rich, here you go. Here's one of the lines in the commercial in which the song is used is, oh, baby, what did he do to you, baby?
What did she do to you, baby?
Oh, baby. Oh, player.
Oh, my God. I'm totally blocking.
Oh, player. Tell me what. Tell me about my eyes again, player.
Oh, I know who this is.
Okay, now do I? Can I make it any more?
I know who this is. Oh, baby, you.
Yeah, Mike, hello.
You got what I need.
Name, please.
Buzz?
I don't know.
God, you guys suck at this.
I know. We're terrible. Yeah, I'm blocking right now. Go ahead. That's I've identified the song.
I know, but...
Okay. Who is it, Don?
Yeah.
Mike, it's Biz Markie.
Biz Markie! Yeah!
You got what I need!
Yeah, yeah. He's just a friend.
Yeah!
You say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you! How are you, Biz Markie?
What's up, man? What's up?
What's happening with you, Biz Markie? Have you ever been on a show as wide as this?
Hey.
Yeah.
It's still one of the best shows I've been on.
Thank you. What are you doing right now, Mr. Markie?
I'm in the mall, looking at some stuff.
Looking at some stuff. Did you buy anything today?
Not yet.
What are you thinking about buying?
I don't know yet. I'm looking for a wire.
You're looking for a wire?
A wire?
Wire.
What are you looking for?
A wire?
A wire for my speaker. I'm probably going to mute.
Oh, I got you.
Speaker wire.
I got you. Hey, that Pepsi commercial with that fat chick at the snack bar, how much money do you get from that?
Hey, I don't speak on money.
Okay, but do you get a lot? I mean, do you...
Nice change.
Yeah, nice good. Change. Yeah, good. Right. That's a good commercial, man.
Hey, Biz Markie, if you're in the mall, try Cinnabon. That's a great place.
You know I can't eat that. I'm on this fitness show.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You're on the fitness... He's on the fitness show.
He's on the fitness show, Mike. What fitness show y'all
do? I'm in Fit Club. I can't eat that stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Fit Club.
All right.
What is your diet now? What are you sticking to? What's an average meal for you?
I eat, but I just don't eat after 8.
You don't eat after 8? That's smart. I believe in that.
I don't eat that many much fried foods and stuff like that.
That's good.
When you were able to eat, when you were eating and you weren't dieting, what was your favorite food?
Everything.
There you go. You
got what I need.
That's a pretty famous up-and-coming actress that's in that commercial, too. That Pepsi commercial.
Fat chick?
Yeah, she's got a, like, she does stand-up. I think she might host...
She'd be in a Star Jones story.
But I think she's actually making some movies. I actually do believe she's making some movies. I forgot what her name is.
Listen,
seems to be, you know, my modus operandi. What's that?
And then Monique.
Yeah, Monique. That's who it is.
Monique. Yeah. Sure, of course it's Monique.
And I think Monique is hosting Showtime at the Apollo.
Hello, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Rich, winner. Or did this guy win? No, he didn't win.
Yeah, you didn't give me the shot.
Oh, well, then you didn't win.
Would you have guessed Biz Markie?
I had it on the tip of my tongue. You put me back on hold.
Hey, Biz Markie, what else is new in your world? What else is coming up? Are you still recording?
Well, not really. I'm just DJing a lot. I'm DJing, like, around the country.
Right on. What store are you about to go into?
No, I'm just walking around the mall.
Oh, just walking around the mall.
I'm at a stand called Premier Clothing.
You're at a kiosk?
I'm at a stand. I'm in Forestville Mall in Forestville.
Oh, yeah, Forestville.
So you're traveling the country doing the DJ thing.
Tonight, then. I love
Forestville. I just do what I got to do.
All right, Biz. Hey, you're cool. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, Don Mike.
All right. Bye, Biz Markie.
Good luck finding your speaker wire.
Later.
Bye, dude.
Bye-bye.
That's a good mystery guest.
Yeah. Who is that again?
Mike, that's Biz Markie.
Biz Markie, all right.
Come on, everybody, this song.
No, this was a monster hit.
Everybody loved this song.
It's lucky that you were able to finally guess who it was because his break was almost over at Banana Republic.
He was just in Forestville.
Yes. Yeah. Very exciting.
Mr. Bismarcky.
But I did, as soon as you gave that hint, I knew exactly who you were talking about. I just couldn't make the connection. And there was another hit he had, right?
Yeah, I think he had four or five songs, but that was, I think, the only one that was accepted by Whitey.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
You didn't give the hint that I suggested.
What was that?
This famous rapper needs a speaker wire.
All right, so there you go.
Nobody, would have been a dead giveaway.
Nobody wins the iPod.
No.
But that means that we'll give it away later.
Oh, baby, you!
Later in the show. Now let's get to what's really important here.
There are no guitars in this.
The guitar player.
The guitar player from the rap group.
Hello, Beth Ann. I'm just trying to find out. I believe the cake is here.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
Hi, you've reached Timmy. Please leave a message
the
and your call will be returned as soon as possible.
Did he tweak his answering machine?
No, it's always been Andy Rice pretending to be Timmy.
Oh, because isn't there another one that goes, "Hi, this is Timmy." Okay, great.
Hi, it's Rich Timmy.
Joe, don't try to screw with us.
Hey, Rob, they're bringing your birthday cake in.
Oh, hold on a second.
Happy birthday, dear Robbie.
You got what I need.
Oh, hey, look at that. That's beautiful.
And look at the flower.
Hey, look at the candle. Look at that candle, huh?
Yes. The Bed Bath
& Beyond
candle.
That's the right kind of birthday cake. Look at that.
That's flowers.
That's the white kind.
It's got balloons on it. And it says, happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, a day late, Rob.
And it's got like one of those sensual bath oil bead type candles on it.
The candle looks like it came from a head shop.
It does. It does.
Right, goodbye,
Joe.
Can
I make a wish?
Good day. One big fat candle.
Yes, make a wish.
All right.
What was the wish?
Let me go check my marriage license.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Well, happy birthday. And,
thank you.
Mike?
Yes. Would you like me to have a piece?
How about you have a piece, then we'll take a break, we'll come back, and you can have a little more, and then you can cut Rob's hair.
Okay, very good.
Cut the cake, please.
All right.
This is a weird show.
Okay, let me go right over here. You want to
it's a good show. That's Bismarcky, if you want to check him out. He's appearing right now at Forestville Mall.
Right next to the speaker wire
store. You got what I need.
That's a specialty place.
But you say he's
see
a
if
fan
it's the
of
right
kind.
I'm cutting into Rob's cake.
That's why we had him on. He's a fan.
Look at that. Oh, man. Who doesn't like buttercream frosting?
Mmm. And there's confetti on it.
You make it sound so appetizing, Buzz. How is it, Mike? Well, now, hold on. He loves it. Don't make faces. What's wrong with it?
Where did we get it?
I don't know.
Listener dropped it off.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm kidding. Of course. Oh,
hold on. I bet it was just at the grocery store.
Hello, this is Timmy Obabino.
Where'd you get the cake?
Wegmans.
Now, Mike, that's a good grocery store.
Oh, everybody loves Wegmans.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Wegmans. Yeah. Really crowded? Really crowded? That means it's got to be the best, right? This cake sucks.
Did you hear my cell phone ringing?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Who got the cake for me? He's alarmed I'm not giving him. Jonathan got it for me.
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan got it?
Well, tell Jonathan thank you.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
The best cake ever.
For Rob, sir, please.
Will, please?
Yes, thanks.
All right. I'm going.
Rob just took a handful out.
It's dry.
It's extraordinarily dry.
Mm-hmm. When did Wegmans open?
I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
That's when they baked it.
Fancy new grocery store.
One tiny little piece.
Sorry, Mike. Rob, I told you, I'm celebrating your birthday Saturday.
That's right. I can't wait. My birthday's almost here.
You have a little birthday cake Saturday, maybe, or a little dessert?
I'll have a drink with Rob on Saturday.
Mm. You want to have dessert?
No, I don't have a lot of dessert, but enjoy yours, please.
I never have sugar, so I may explode.
It's dry.
It's dry, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better when you get in the middle.
Yes. Yeah. Firm.
But fair.
When you get away from the rot.
Firm but sugary.
Ooh, Wegmans. Go to Wegmans.
Jonathan was able to get
Mike,
in and out.
I thought you were a fan of this new store that opened up here, Wegmans.
I will. I hope
like an upscale, supposed to be it's like the Walmart of grocery stores.
I hope it gets less crowded.
They have the happiest employees.
It's very crowded. Very crowded.
You know something people do that pisses me off? People lick their fingers.
You don't like that?
What is it bothering you?
I swear to God.
Licking fingers bothers you?
Does it?
Okay, all right. I know you're all doing it now.
We're eating cake without napkins or forks. We must lick fingers.
Mm-hmm. We actually have that. Hold on.
That's why you have walls.
That's why you have walls.
Well, it's the radio station.
If you look at the schedule,
your hand on your wall before you walk around licking your fingers.
You can see a perfect imprint of Rob's hand where he took the corner off.
It looks like a CSI thing, doesn't it?
We wipe the icing on the walls with sugar wall.
How about that for improvising, huh?
That was very nice.
I get jokes about
that. Candle is made of spiwak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when we come back, Mike will be cutting Rob's hair.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be giving away the iPod.
That'll
do well. And hopefully Biz Markie.
Mm. Rob is beginning to lap me on the
camera. Found his wire at Forestville Mall.
I get by.
The middle of the cake is much better.
Yeah, the outside got a little testy.
The crust. Mm.
That's where the most icing is.
Yeah, but it's a little drier.
Yeah.
But would you like a balloon? Would you like a balloon from the cake?
No, thank you. I'd like the Rob.
Oh, save that's frosting balloon.
Save a balloon for me.
Would you? Okay. Hey, look, if you see it's purple.
Yeah.
You can actually put it on your face.
Oh, Mike's going to play with the food now.
Melanoma.
Fuck melanoma.
Fuck melanoma. Bully Russell's
boy. I don't want that one.
Now, this is why I think you've been drinking. And I'm not kidding now.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you now. This is like what you do when we go to dinner. And you've had three or four drinks before dinner when you start putting the food on your face.
Jonathan, would you take me to the outpatient clinic for my biopsy?
Time for scraping.
There we go.
Mike got a big goiter on his face. And it's actually a piece of the...
Don't put it back. On the cake.
That's
fine. The cake frosting
is benign.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Mike, you have frosting on your face now. Just underneath your right eye.
It's not my birthday party. There we go.
Okay, stand by for action.
Yes.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Belfry at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, right lane blocked as you head into Maryland. Emergency crews headed to the scene. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new spectacular Seven's deal from Domino's? Three medium pizzas, unlimited topping, $7 each. Get the door. It's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
GMRI, an established federal IT contractor, is actively searching for Sun engineers, administrators, and other clear technical positions as they continue their strong growth. Visit their website at GMRI.com and click on careers to join the GMRI team.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972. As 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in additional theaters Friday.
One for you, and one for me.
We all learned it.
Two for you, and two for me.
Even kids know what's fair, and what's not.
Three for you, and four for me.
But some big corporations in Maryland don't seem to have learned that lesson.
When it comes to employee health care, some of the most profitable corporations in Maryland aren't paying their fair share.
These multi-billion dollar corporations pass the cost of employee health care onto us, the taxpayers.
But the Maryland legislature has a plan that would make sure everyone pays their fair share.
The Fair Share Health Care Bill ensures big corporations with more than 10,000 workers provide quality, affordable health care to their employees.
Seems fair to me.
Call your legislator at 800-492-7122 and tell him to vote to override the governor's veto of the Fair Share Health Care Bill because it's only fair.
We're Maryland for health care. Visit us on the web at imahealthcarevoter.org/MD because the longer we wait to fix health care,
the worse the problem's gonna get.
Paid for by Maryland for Health Care, a project of SEIU.
I've always dreamed of doing something great like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now, I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oak Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it. He
didn't make it.
Stuck it upward. Very close. They say he's good. They say he's good on the second upward.
Second effort. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
At my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men, big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins. Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday, live from Tampa Bay, the pregame coverage starts at 1. Kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
We're back.
Now I have a question for you guys.
Oh, my.
Game show guys.
Yeah, horrible.
It's awesome.
Here
I
we go.
It.
What do these shows have in common? Seinfeld, Cosby, Friends,
they're
Cheers,
funny.
And My Name is Earl.
They're all cartoons.
What's wrong with you?
They're not?
They all became huge comedy hits on Thursday.
Right. Oh, what?
Mr. My Name is Earl.
They moved
it. Tuesday.
They moved it to Thursday nights. My Name is Earl and The Office are now on Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's actually four comedies. Really good ones, too. They got Will and Grace and a new show from the writers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Four Kings.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth Green, the guy from
Austin Powers.
Uh-huh, very okay. funny guy. And then, of course, the hottest hour on television, which is...
My name is Earl.
I love it.
Yes, we know.
Make it
so, wow, so Thursday nights on NBC is like,
great
they got like wall-to-wall comedy.
Big night
I call
comedy.
It wall-to-wall comedy.
I like that. It's like
yeah.
a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shag.
No.
This is high-end comedy.
That's right. More jokes per square inch than any other night
like,
of comedy.
This is handmade comedy.
No.
So Thursdays.
2 hours of comedy. I love it.
That's right. NDR.
All new.
NBC.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction and have had no success with other medications? For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
I've tried Viagra, and that didn't work for me. I couldn't possibly tell you how disappointed I was. But then I found Boston Medical Group. Their treatment worked. I was surprised at how simple and effective it was.
If you're suffering from an erection problem or premature ejaculation, and you failed to get results from the popular pills, don't despair. Boston Medical Group has the answer. You'll receive a personalized treatment that's guaranteed to work safely and effectively, regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
It's late, and you just can't fall asleep. Again. Another frustrating night of twisting and turning in bed, staring at your alarm clock, hoping that you'll manage to get a few hours of sleep before getting up for work. But it just keeps getting closer to tomorrow. Sound like your night? You may be suffering from insomnia, so please listen closely, and then give us a call. This is not a sales solicitation. A study site in your area is currently seeking volunteers from our area to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial evaluation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Please call now and leave us a message and we'll contact you tomorrow with information about the study. Call now 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. Dial toll-free 1-888-528-4664. That's 1-888-528-4664.
It's time to kick things up again. It's the mother of all homecomings.
This
WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something? You just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want to mess with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The king is back on his throne.
Time to play the game.
The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, Counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare...
Hey, Redskins fans, this is for you, man. We brought it back!
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing this on because, believers, when we out there, we feel y'all.
I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man, a whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores. Check Redskins.com for store locations.
The John and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday. So cool it. Thank you.
We're going to play that and play that and play that all day. Thank you, Julia. Anyway, we're going to jump right back into the best of Don and Mike. Reminding you, Don and Mike back Monday. And with that, let's get right into this. This is a particularly good segment. This is where Rob lost a bet and Mike cuts his hair on the sugar rush. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Lisa, does Bethany want to put down anything like a tarp or anything like that, or are we just going to vacuum in?
We'll flush it in the toilet.
Yeah, we'll just flush all the hair down the toilet.
We'll send it out to the listeners.
So what has happened is that Rob hasn't had a haircut since when Rob?
September 19th.
And now Mike, who's drunk with power and drunk with sugar,
Be gentle. Is
actually going to be cutting into
that felt good.
The side of Rob's head.
Yikes.
What's he doing, Rob?
He's making long, sweeping strokes. And he just... Wow, that's all right.
Wow. What happened? What happened? Really,
just
what happened?
Took my ear off.
I hooked his ear.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bleeder.
Hold it down. Right. Maybe I should tape it down.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Is that hurting?
We're doing this.
No!
About...
What are you doing?
Yeah, let me just... You know what? Sit down.
Not on your chair. We'll
not
get hair on your chair.
Not on my chair, Buster. Not at my chair. No more Delta. You're through here at Sabre.
He's not even wearing a smock like you'd get at a hair cuttery or something.
All right, turn around. Right, here we go.
I can't keep an eye on
right,
you.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh, man.
Wait.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'll be gentle.
That thing almost went straight into Rob's back.
All right, here we go.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Don't jump around.
You're nervous.
Right, I'm
going to
do it.
Mike is now taking the razor to the back of Rob's hair that's not had a haircut since September. As Buzz pointed out, Rob is not wearing a smock.
How's that, baby?
The hair.
Hi, baby.
The hair is going everywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Here we go.
And this is almost turning into...
What?
We're making very nice, now. Very nice man on man.
I am so into this.
All right, how do I look?
It looks great.
It looks good?
We're trimming you up here. Let's get down to the bottom here. You know what? I need to take these shears off here.
The guy?
No, you can't.
Now, hold up. Mike is doing this now just with just the trimmer. There's no...
Will you stop jumping around?
Oh, yes. There's no safety on it.
Stop jumping.
Mike, before you do this, hold on. Just let me tell everybody. All like, right. When you go to get a haircut, you know at the very end when the guy says, put your head forward, and he gets that spot on your neck with the... That's what Mike's using right now.
Mike's starting.
This might be painful.
He's not using a guide. This is...
Now, you don't care if it's, like, shaved all the way down, right?
Well, I'd like to see some hair.
Oh, okay. Well, you won't be seeing any hair on that side of your head for a while.
That'll be the best haircut ever.
God, Mike is really screwed you on the left side of your head, Bob.
Just lean forward.
Okay.
I'll give you the kind of haircut you can wear to church.
Are you writing something?
No.
Okay.
Could you ride something in Rob's hair? Mike? Mike?
I'm trying to right now. No, it's too chunky.
Yeah.
All
right, watch out. Now move. Now stay still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here, I'm gonna do one strip down the back.
Okay.
All right, watch out. Now.
And is it possible that you could just do a line down the middle of his head?
Yeah.
Like give him a
you
big...
Want me to go on top. You don't want me to go on top, right?
I prefer not, because that's what's going to have to be made flat. You could with the guide. You could do a stripe with the guide. Would
with
you
the guide.
Guide.
Use the guide, Mike. Okay, put the plastic thing back on it. And then we'll have to
turn
get
around,
it out.
Look
back.
At all that
the
hair.
Hair.
Look at all that hair coming off.
You look good?
I hope you're planning on getting a very short haircut.
I am.
Because right now you look like Margot Kidder. Oh. When she came walking around.
I'll be out in the wood pile.
Looking for Superman.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Lean forward. All right, here we go.
New How's Your News correspondent, Rob Spiewak.
I'm going all the way.
Yeah. No guide, Rob.
All right, now Mike is going from the back of Rob's head to the front.
You're on the cord.
Okay. You're on the cord. You're on the cord.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's sort of be nice for Rob Spiewak. Yeah. Here we go.
All right.
Now Mike is actually going all the way to the very front.
Oh.
And has cut.
Oh, that feels good. How you doing?
You know what? It didn't go all the way down to skin, though.
What you need to do, look, I'm a mess.
No, you got
to
take this off to go down.
No, don't take that off.
But it'll be easier if you let me do it that way.
Shall I trust you?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to get the... You don't have any hair anyway when this is all done. You want me to do it with the flat? All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try it this way. Wait, here.
What?
I'm going to go back so it'll be a little longer.
Okay, that doesn't help.
What did he do, Rob?
He changed the blade gauge.
Oh,
doesn't do anything.
Mike, what are you doing now?
What have you done? Look at you.
Turn around. Let me see you.
Oh, Mike has a look.
Let me see what
he's doing. Oh, dear. Look what's back.
Oh, my God. Rob,
you have
in the back of your head
a giant
feel back with your hand.
Oh, good job.
It's your bald spot.
But that's not where the bald spot's supposed to be.
No,
Mike shaved. Mike shaved all the way down to skin.
Oh, he's not using the guide.
All the way down to skin. A giant hole in the back of Rob's head.
This looks good.
Yeah.
In that Three Stooges kind of way.
They got to go down this way.
Who's going to be fixing this haircut for you, Rob?
I don't know. Maybe with a blowtorch. Thank you, Banowitz. What happened?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
You know, someone has to get Rob a mirror.
Let me even.
No.
We have to get Rob a mirror.
We have to get Rob a lawyer.
All right. There we go.
What is that?
Oh, thank you.
Is that a mirror? What do you got there, Robbie?
I got a certificate for a free haircut.
Okay, good. You're going to need it, because now what Mike has done is Mike has now cut four or five different big
bald spots
into Rob's head. The left side of Rob's hair is kind of almost professionally cut. Then it goes to skin.
I'll tell you what's bad.
Has the Margot, the Margot Kidder look. Mike, what have you done now?
Turn around, Rob. Show them. Is that better?
Something about looking at a guy.
Now listen,
you can't say that he didn't. That
he
his hair didn't.
Being a great.
You, hold on, no, you can't say that his hair didn't grow since September.
Definitely.
Bethann, can you take a picture right there of Rob's head?
Mm-hmm. What's bad is that I can feel the razor, the electric clipper, lightly dig in.
Now, Bethann, let me see the picture from the camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go.
Back to No Guy.
That's on live. Can you freeze it for a second?
Rob's going to have to. Rob's going to have to grow his hair to have a flat top.
Whoever designed this studio did not intend for haircut.
All right. Hold on a second. Yes.
What are you doing now, Mike?
I'm trying to even it out. I think I need to go on the other side.
Yeah, that'll help.
But you have to help me describe this.
It has bear patches. Rob wants a short haircut, like a buzz cut, but it's practically down to the skin in square patches.
Rob, you look like
don't move.
Hold on. You look like you were in that movie. What was that movie back on TV?
The
Day After.
Yeah. Rob has suffered through the radioactive plume.
He's been exposed to the plume.
That is what you look like.
I look like Edgar's mother.
That's what you look like.
I would love to walk through.
There are giants. That's a great picture, Pat.
The
there are giant splotches on Rob's head now that Mike is just. Understand with these clippers, Mike doesn't have the safety on, so he's going right down to skin.
Supposed to use the guide.
He looks like he's preparing for brain surgery.
Yeah, that's I'll tell you what else is bad is I have no idea what's happening right now.
It's best.
I can't see.
No, that's for the best.
Too deep.
Now, Bethann, what we got to do really is get Rob a real mirror so he can really see. I mean, does anybody? Isn't there like a girl? Hey, you're a girl. Don't you have a mirror?
All right, turn the other.
Hey, at least like a little pocket mirror. Mike, you've got to describe what you've done now. Come on, Mike.
I want to even out the other side.
That's
impossible.
I've
kind of taken his hair off in chunks.
Uh huh.
But you know I think I've left enough that if he wants to get a flat top,
you look no. That's impossible.
No, you haven't.
But you look
he
like
he gets it short, super short.
No, not that short.
Listen. First, you look like a Marilyn Manson painting after he's had absinthe.
Oh, that'll be good.
Second, I don't know how to tell you this. Friend,
yes,
buddy, we're going to Atlantic City for your birthday this weekend.
Yes, wear a hat.
You're going to be going with the Bruce Willis look. I think the only look available to you
now. But I gave him enough right up there. I didn't screw it up there.
It's not, Mike, what you did in the back made it impossible for him to get a crew cut.
I think he's got to
shave his head now.
Oh, that looks good.
Hold on. Show him the back,
God,
though.
What have you done?
Show him the back. Show him the sides.
A skull cap is the only answer now.
Oh, he can't.
Well, I'm going to need to
see the back.
We need another mirror.
Yeah.
Let me take two mirrors.
See, Rob, hold on. What about right there?
God, what happened here? I remember when you made that noise.
I know.
I
dug too deep.
Yeah.
Use the reflection in this window here. I've turned out the lights. That'll give you a double mirror, if that helps.
Can you see? Can you see what happened?
That's the part
you sort of cut
I
it to the quick.
Yeah. Right down to
did
the
you
skin.
Did you draw blood at any time?
No. Have I hurt you? I haven't hurt
no,
you.
No, I've once. Never been in pain.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay.
All right, here are two mirrors now. So, Rob, now please give us your honest thoughts as you look. You look at what Mike's done to your hair.
Oh, that's really close.
That's too close.
See,
that was a mistake, wasn't
that
it?
That was my mistake.
See, it's going to be impossible
really,
to get.
That's my only really glaring mistake.
But as long as I don't back up to anyone, I don't think they'll be.
Let me take care of this side. It's driving me nuts.
It's going to be impossible.
It's driving you nuts.
Impossible for you to get a regular haircut.
We want you to be as comfortable as possible. Anything else? I think the prank.
I'm really trying to make it even now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You know what?
Mike, the thing is, you've taken these two splotches out, these two really big holes that are maybe 3 to 5 inches, and there's no way Rob can have his hair cut now.
No, he can't.
He has to shave his head now.
Not to the quick.
Yes, he does.
Pretty much.
Yes, he does.
All right, let's take care of this, dude.
Oh, yeah, why? No.
What are you doing? God.
Really?
You know, this way, like, hold on, Mike.
Let the guide be your guide.
Hold on, Mike.
Yo.
Mike.
Mike. You're making him bare.
Mike, look what you just did to him on this side.
Now what?
You got to take it all
that
around.
That's not right. You're doing it. Rob.
It's going to be so much more comfortable.
You're not getting the correct angle. You got
right here. Wait. Let me go back to the thing.
Rob, what he's done is he's taking you down to skin.
Yes.
Now we're going to
hold on.
Square patches.
What he's done is.
You guys, you know what? Now I have a challenge. I am going to make this look better.
He is actually. You have the state L.
Yes.
It looks like. Hold on. Mike, don't do anything. Rob, move your head. This way?
No, this
way. You look like this way. It looks like Louisiana. Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Look.
Yeah.
Does that look like Louisiana or does it not?
He does have
an outline of the state.
He does have the state of Louisiana.
You know how Louisiana kind of looks like an L?
Mm-hmm. It's like a treasure map.
Yeah. Now we have places to put the electrodes.
So now Mike is using the safety
thing. You need to go with the against the grain of the hair, Mike.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah. There's no way to salvage this.
No, yeah, I mean, he's got the guy. He's got the guide now, but it's too late.
We need Rob to go in the bathroom and look at it in the mirror. Look at it in the mirror.
All right, hold on.
And get his cell phone and get his honest reaction when he sees himself.
Okay, hold on a second.
To see what his good friend Mike is.
Wait, I'm taking care of this.
The photographs will be handy when it shows up in court.
You know, I really would like the opportunity to at least...
fix it?
Fix it somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I took a little...
Fine. There's no going back
Mike,
now.
Look what you did. Right. Look what you did. Look what you did to him.
Oh. Right. It just keeps getting better and better.
Here we go.
Oh, now we're getting there.
Now we're Mike. Taking care of it. Look, I'm evening it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about the big Louisiana on the other side of his head?
That was a mistake, but he'll be able to fix it.
We're not saying that mistakes weren't made.
Come on. Put it on the other side. Let me even. God. Lean forward, please. All right, here we go. Now we're going
to. Rob.
Hey, yes.
What happened?
I didn't want to hurt you.
What
You're
happened?
Pushing the blades too hard.
I didn't want to hurt you.
Joe, right. Come get a traffic.
Hold on. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Hey, he's cooking with grease.
What's happening on that side, Buzz?
I think he's going to be all right.
Well, I don't think he's going to be all right.
Well, Joe, I'd like
Joe, go over and really take a look.
I would love to support you.
We'd all love to
take a look, Joe. Now you're seeing this fresh. What do you think, Joe? Is Rob's hair
he's
savable?
He's looking like Porky.
Oh,
is it savable, Joe?
Is it savable, Joe?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got.
You're all wrong. All right, let me get you here.
Nice mullet.
Right. Do you see Louisiana in the side of his head?
I think Louisiana just became like... maybe Michigan.
You look like you should be in the band Flock of Seagulls.
Well, that's good.
That looks coming back.
Except the retarded Flock of Seagulls
today.
Flock of retarded Seagulls.
Hello.
I'm going to ask you where I work.
Don and Mike. Hello. Barbara?
Mike, I think it's savable.
Barbara. Barbara, are you? It's not savable, Rob.
No.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Better.
I was doing fine, Barb.
I'm cracking up at you guys. You're making me laugh with this haircut. I've been a professional hairdresser for 18 years.
Oh, see his hair, honey.
You'd be in tears if you saw this.
That sounds pretty bad.
Why are you laughing? Why the renewed laugh?
Because he put this music on.
I can't help myself.
Rob doesn't have headphones on. Except,
but everybody knows
your hair tar.
But you better not tie.
Oh man,
show down the back.
Let me see the back. There's no way that's salvageable. There's no way.
Well, the side is where I messed up.
You know, here's the
and the back.
Here's the thing.
We
and the side of
now.
The back.
Here's the thing. Where the hell are you going to go now to get this
forward,
fixed?
Forward, please.
Barbara, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
Saved a rat tail.
Hey, how nice.
Are there? Okay, what do you want, Barb?
I just called because I'm a professional hairdresser, and I just want to tell you guys you're cracking me up. It doesn't sound fixable to me.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
trust
I didn't
us.
Think it was. And just wanted to call and tell you guys that I listen to you every day, and I love you.
Okay. Very nice.
I'm fixing Goodbye. It as we speak.
That's right.
Unfixable.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm telling you.
All right, here, I want
I'm your buddy.
Quick.
What? This is unfixable.
Right, here we hold on.
Okay, be still. Be very still.
If we just left the guide on. Right,
I am telling you. No way. If Mike...
Hey, it's looking a lot better.
All I ask, Mike, is leave enough clay.
You know what it is? Right. Like someone in California. And
turn and face me.
Their house is falling off a cliff.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the bottom. And you go,
in pieces.
And you go down and you say, oh, look, there's a lamp.
Yeah, we can fix this.
We should get another apartment and put this lamp in like the other apartment. Meanwhile, all your stuff is gone. Oh, you know that Louisiana's still there?
Yeah, it will be for weeks.
What, Rob?
Rob looks like he lost the bet to guessing the secret sound. Remember back in the reverse Mohawk days?
Mike in the back, did you square it or did you taper it?
Let me square it.
Hey, Rob,
parts of it are squared, parts of it are tapered.
Mike, before you do anything, Rob, again, what you got to do is feel back there.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. That
was one of my biggest
strokes. That's unfixable.
Yeah, well,
that big spot
time
on
will
your...
fix it.
Time.
Loose. Joe, stay out of this.
Right. Time cannot fix that.
Not time nor tide.
You know, as
oh,
short,
tide.
I, you go to his website picture.
Who?
The regular
Rob?
Website. His hair is so tight on the sides and on the back that I think I left the part where he's going
to
be fixed.
When I go to my barber, Malcolm Dean Justice of Fairfax, Virginia, he may be able to fix
it. Go in the bathroom now. Look at yourself in the mirror and call us on the hotline. Please call on the hotline. Hello?
Hey, it's me.
I know. Hi.
There's a professional hairstylist in the lobby if you need their assistance.
I think he could use that, perhaps. I think
I would just like to hear their reaction.
I'd like hold on. I'd like to see I want Rob to go see it first, though.
Right.
Okay.
Because he will Mike's done.
I tried my best.
Yes, you did.
He walks down the hall.
Yes, it looks like it's the look you see in the finer institutions.
Look what you did to him. Hello?
There's a draft in here.
All right, now get
to the men's room.
All right, get to the bathroom and look in the mirror.
A lot of the water is dried up in here.
Oh, yes, the toilet overflows.
Flintstone-ish.
What, Rob?
It's Flintstone-y because it's real short on the sides, and there's just like a toupee thing on the top.
I think a good hairstylist might be able to correct it.
I don't think so, Mike.
I think it's
you know what? The problem remains as it always has, Louisiana.
Yeah. And is that the professional coming
down
the
Rob,
hallway?
Rob, come on back in now.
All right. This side is a problem, Mike.
I know, Rob. I did screw up that one side. Are we talking about Louisiana?
Yeah.
Louisiana went deep. I hurt him and I cut hair.
You did Louisiana on the right side of his head and, like, Nebraska right on top of his head.
With the guide on, it just wasn't cutting quick enough, and I wanted to, you know, quick. Yes, Beth Ann, she can come in here.
All right, come on. Let's bring him on. And Robbie, are you on your way back, too?
Rob's coming
down.
Yeah,
I'm on my way.
Oh, okay.
I'll just follow the map on my head.
He's making his way in. I would have done better if I hadn't had as much sugar.
Probably.
All right.
And
there he is.
God damn you. I know. What did I tell you that Louisiana?
Let me see if I have to.
You're going to have to shave your head now.
Yeah.
But my question is this. Is this really your first effort at cutting hair?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good man.
Beth Ann,
Rob.
Beth Ann, get some decent shots for the website here.
All right. Are you the professional?
And now let's meet the lady.
I want to hear her reaction.
Okay.
Hi there.
Lady, hi.
Hello.
Hi, honey. What's your name?
Hannah.
Look at Rob. Look at his head.
Did you bring your sisters?
Now, hold on. Look and tell us really everything that's wrong. First, do you see Louisiana, Rob? Do you see Louisiana?
Yeah.
Isn't that like perfect Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now show her Nebraska on the top of his head.
Or Colorado or Nevada, I'm not sure.
Square state.
Uh-huh.
And on the sides, how it's like that, it's like a retarded feather look.
Can you fix it?
Is it fixable?
Or do you just laugh?
Okay. How would you fix it?
You'd have to shave it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Told you.
If he didn't have the top like that, I would have been able to fade it up.
Right.
And take it down to a one. But
I'm sorry.
The top, I mean, I guess I could cut it, but there'd still be...
But when you say shave it, you don't mean shave it smooth bald.
No, I mean with the clippers.
With the clippers?
Down
to can you even it out, at least on the shaved part of it?
You'd have to shave it off.
Yeah. Well, even on the top?
Yeah.
You can fix the top.
No, you can't.
Really.
No.
My God, she touched my head and I felt skin on skin.
I could. It'd be a really high fade. Like, you know how when you fade the hair up, it start really high right here.
Yeah, give that a try.
That would not work.
Yeah. Honey, come on, honey, you do that.
Go with the shaving.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
Right. Oh, so you're gonna try to fix it right now?
If you want me
to. It's our only alternative.
Then,
really,
ladies and gentlemen. We must do commercials.
Okay, very good. And maybe by the time we come back from commercials...
Oh, no, I want all done on the air.
Oh, you want it all done on the air?
On the air, yes.
Yeah. So she shouldn't do any shaving right now?
Yeah, don't do anything.
Okay.
Thank you for coming down.
What is your salon?
What's the name of your place?
Haircutter in McLean.
Haircutter in McLean.
All the way from McLean.
There you go. Now, when you look at...
I hope you don't have an A-baller here.
when you look at Rob's hair, really, if Rob had come into the haircuttery, what would you think? Would you think he's like been in maybe a Three Mile Island or?
I think he was special.
Yeah.
Oh,
he is.
Look at the way she's gently playing with your hair.
Yeah.
You can use a little of that.
I guess I should have been a little more gentle.
How about that?
I didn't.
How about that, Louisiana?
Yeah.
And you?
We'll keep Louisiana.
We're going to have a shame test.
Away with the South.
When
you guys go away this weekend, when you go away with Don Rob, I think at some point follow him about 10 feet behind him in the lobby and go, DJ!
DJ!
Iceland.
All right, stay tuned. We'll finish Rob's hair abortion here. God, look at that. Look at the big clump right there on your left shoulder. Can you?
Yeah. Heavens, look at this.
That's like a Davy Crockett thing.
I can't pay the rent.
Oh, I meant for that to happen. Get that onto the fan. I'm skilled. Thank you. A lock of your hair. What I've always craved. I was just a little jumpy today.
Yeah. I know. Was it you? It was the sugar
high. Yeah, it was the sugar high.
Next time we'll throw a few drinks down.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
That early accident on the outer loop at the Wilson Bridge. That's been moved over to the shoulder. Now you're going to find delays here in Telegraph Road to the Wilson. Looking to satisfy your hunger day or night, McDonald's is open till midnight or later with many open 24 hours. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM. It's not the same world. It's not the same FBI. In defense of this great nation, goal of the Great Taste Trial Update. The trial of the century continues.
Your witness, Miller.
You're a referee. Can you tell us what this red flag is?
That's a challenge flag, and it was thrown at Bud Light.
Objection!
Overruled. This better be going somewhere.
Why didn't you throw your usual yellow flag?
The Bud Light product changed. We needed a review.
And upon further review, isn't it true that Miller Lite still has more taste?
It was conclusive.
I guess Miller Lite just tastes great. Oh, no, you didn't!
This has been a Great Taste Trial Update. Get more shocking updates at tastetrial.com and judge for yourself today.
July 2005 testing conducted by the Institute for Perception, Richmond, Virginia. Results reflect which beer has more taste, not preference. 2005 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
It's not the same world. It's not the same FBI. In defense of this great nation, the role of America's FBI has expanded considerably. Right now, the FBI is undergoing a major initiative to hire IT professionals. Interviews will begin in January, and special operations are being implemented to bring applicants on board as soon as possible. Apply today at FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. You will engage the most advanced technologies for the nation's homeland security, to stop criminals and terrorist networks, to redefine FBI operations, and more. IT opportunities exist at all levels. For a list of openings or to apply, go to FBIjobs.gov. Visit FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. Today's FBI, it's for you. The FBI is an equal opportunity employer.
It happens every year at this time. After you've splurged on presents for all the kids, plus trips to both grandmas, and bills are still coming in. That's when you notice your wallet is running on fumes. But hey, you gotta eat. That's when an old familiar friend comes back in your life. The famous original Grand Slam Breakfast at Denny's. And now, thanks to our weekday breakfast deal, even when your budget's tight, you can still afford a good breakfast. The original Grand Slam is every bit as delicious as you remember. Two eggs any way you like, two fluffy buttermilk pancakes served with warm syrup, two slices of crisp sizzling bacon, and two savory sausage links. We're proud to say that for a limited time, you get all this breakfast for the incredible price of just $3.99, Monday through Friday from 5 to 11 a.m. It's a value only Denny's can offer, because Denny's is where breakfast value was invented. The original Grand Slam, now just $3.99, Monday through Friday mornings from 5 to 11. It's a New Year's present from Denny's. We're cooking now. Price and participation may vary.
It's late, and you just can't fall asleep. Again, another frustrating night of twisting and turning in bed, staring at your alarm clock, hoping that you'll manage to get a few hours of sleep before getting up for work. But it just keeps getting closer to tomorrow. Sound like your night? You may be suffering from insomnia, so please listen closely, and then give us a call. This is not a sales solicitation. A study site in your area is currently seeking volunteers from our area to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial evaluation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Please call now and leave us a message, and we'll contact you tomorrow with information about this study. Call now, 1-888-528-4664, or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. Dial toll-free 1-888-528-4664. That's 1-888-528-4664.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, it's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join sport and health clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and health clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get started today. Enjoy 50% savings plus a Get Fit bonus gift when you join in January. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
Power steering fluid takes a beating in today's crowded, blazing hot engine bays. Over time, extreme temperature and high pressure literally destroy power steering fluid, and that leads to expensive repairs. But prevention is easy with BG Power Steering Flush every 2 years or 24,000 miles. A BG Power Steering Flush offers unique benefits like specially formulated fluid that exceeds today's toughest service requirements and a special additive package that protects parts, smooths operation, and conditions seals to help prevent leaks. But possibly the best part is your free BG protection plan, which guarantees major steering components up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. These benefits are only available with a BG Power Steering Flush. For details in a nearby location, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG products, always the best choice.
Doing business the right way every day.
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest-growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th Annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way every day.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. I-66 and Business Route 234 or grabthewheel.com.
Clean up in aisle six.
Nacho cheese. Oh, that's crispy ranch.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, cheese. Oh, Ray, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Sorry.
Why are you hiding under the chips?
Shh. I'm trying to spot the new Keno Doubler Tripler Sprinkler from the Maryland Lottery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Any minute now, someone could buy a Keno ticket and double or triple their winnings. So it's even better than Keno Doubler.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally unpredictable. You never know when the Keno Sprinkler's gonna come out.
So, you need camouflage for that?
Bill! Stop, dude!
Dave, gotcha.
How's it going, bro?
I take it you're trying to spot the Keno Sprinkler, too.
No. What's that?
Why are you in the chips?
Looking for sour cream and onion? Duh.
Oh,
man.
Now Keno's even better, because now you have a chance to double or triple your winnings, but only until January 15th. The Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Hey, Redskins fans, this is for you, man. We brought it back.
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing this on because, believe us, when we out there, we feel y'all.
I just want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man, a whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores.
Check Redskins.com for store locations.
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of expression.
Freedom!
Bring it on, Sergio.
Do what I want.
Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, and we're going to jump right back into it. By the way, don't forget to check up on all things Don and Mike to go to DonandMikeWebsite.com every day of your life. Don and Mike coming back on Monday. I'm your host for Best Of, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Now in the past segments, we've heard that Rob had a hair accident at Mike's hands. So, how are they going to fix Rob? Hair, let's find out right now on the best of Don and Mike.
Hannah, now what are you going to do exactly here? Are you going to try to repair this?
Yeah.
You have clippers out, which makes me laugh
no,
right there.
No, I have scissors out right now.
Okay, scissors. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, very good. Go
how do you,
it.
How do you start by fixing it? Now, keeping in mind he's got that giant Louisiana on the side of his head.
Yeah. Probably just shaving it down on the sides first.
So cut the length with the scissors first.
And
very good.
And trimming it up on the top. I mean, I can, without doing a flat top, probably shave it all the way right here.
Right.
To, like, blend this bald.
It's like brain surgery.
Blend the bald. What did you say? Blend the what, Hannah?
Blend the shaved spot.
The bald spot.
Bald spot. I heard her the first time.
This
is almost like giving someone surgery, you know, when they're giving them brain surgery haircut.
Yes. Ye have little faith, Don Geronimo.
All righty.
I have total confidence in Hannah.
You know what I got? 20-20 eyesight, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Now she's really cutting into Rob's head. I'll tell you something. You can say that that's a short haircut.
No.
I'm telling you that that is like Rikers Island / chemo / private pile haircut.
Did anyone check her for credentials or anything?
Oh, now you're worried.
Yeah.
Hey, so far, so good.
She has a short, steady hand.
Hold on.
So far, so good.
Hold on.
I think it's going. Look at that. What a transformation.
Yeah.
Better already.
She's all the way down to skin. She's not been able to remove the Louisiana L.
She has no choice.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now you look like Captain Retard.
Police, is that a promotion? God, you know what? It's cold in here. Oh,
this is not... I'm telling you what this is, Mike. Look
hello,
at this
Breyer.
This is not...
Breyer Spiewak.
This is not a crew cut.
Right.
This is not a buzz cut.
No.
This is a guy getting his head shaved. That's what this show's turned into today.
She's going to fix it.
She's fixing it.
Yeah, unless she's going to glue a lot of hair on.
Uh-huh.
I don't see exactly how she can fix it.
He's happy. He likes that hair being gone.
Yeah.
He ain't that happy, Mike.
He wanted like a number 3 length. He's getting about a 1/2.
It's going to be...
I think it's lovely.
Thank you, Mike.
I think it looks terrific.
My cheerleader.
There it is.
Well, I want you to be happy after all this. I didn't mean to slip.
You know what the back of your head looks like?
Why?
Looks like my dog's ass was right. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We just got my dog.
What a fine compliment.
I was hoping for another steak.
What a lovely compliment.
I was waiting for like, it looks
your
like
head
my
looks
own.
Like my dog's ass. Isn't that lovely?
My dog, Max, we just had his haircut. He got his annual haircut. He got all of his hair's cut.
Uh-huh.
And it's very...
short like that in the back.
Yes.
No. It's going to look, I think when she gets done with it's going to look marine-like. It's going to look Quantico-like. No. You're going to look like somebody that just got their head shaved at OCS.
Yeah, because I look like a marine. I got the bill.
And I tell you what, it ain't going to look like the publicity picture on our webpage.
No, I don't think so, no. Good luck, Hannah.
Look what you've done to him.
Good luck, Rob.
I'm sorry. Don't be sorry.
But at least it's
he let you do it.
He let me do it.
And besides, he could have stopped you after Nebraska.
Yes, this is true.
You know,
we could have made he could have said no, keep the guide on.
I think he did say keep the guide on.
Oh, he did? Sorry.
It's when you took the...
I could have said...
Hey, you know what, though? In a week's time, the way his hair grows, it'll look fine.
You said my hair grows slow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't say that, didn't I? All right.
God.
The other person that has never had his hair messed with on this show.
Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never. Right.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I'll fight you. Right. Don and Mike show. Hello. Marty, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. This kind of reminds me of that Leave it to Beaver episode where Larry cut Beaver's head because he lost his haircut money and Wally tried to fix it.
Listen, I don't remember it. Just I don't remember that episode, but I'm positive that that hair could not be as bad as what's happening here now.
What was the lesson? Oh, we don't.
I just hung up on him. Apparently, now, are you going to try to save that little patch, that little island of hair on top of Rob's head?
Yes.
But that's
going
to make him look even more retarded.
No, that's going to make me look great.
Stylish,
I mean,
really.
This is definitely the style. Young guys are coming in.
Yeah, it's definitely the style.
And Mike, he looks young,
with the hair off the sides, doesn't he look thinner now?
He does look thinner. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, it looks good.
No. Someone must tell this boy the truth.
Well, listen,
we have.
She's trying to fix it.
But what she has done is shaved Rob's head. She has shaved his head.
Right.
Except for a patch up on the top that looks like a Grover Cleveland-ish, like, bad toupee.
Very hip, very happening look.
It is. It's what the kids are wearing.
That's right.
All the youngsters like me.
That's right.
How old are you, Rob?
I'm like
80. 34 yesterday.
80. 34 yesterday on your birthday.
Hannah is very skilled.
There we go. We're getting rid of that.
You know what? You're going to scare your kids tonight when you get home.
No. Could you possibly make it any worse for him?
Hannah's making chicken salad.
I'm trying to make it worse for you, Mike, not for him.
I know you
He'll deal with whatever happens
to him. I'm so sorry, Rob.
My children cry a lot anyway.
Yes.
Now, are you doing... Is that your flat top comb that you have there?
No.
Oh, hey, turn that down, Joe. Turn that thing down, please.
That's your flat top comb.
You going to be using that later?
Keep cutting, Hannah.
She's going to be using the flat top comb.
Yeah, that's going to help. Hello, Don and Mike show.
She does.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Papa Coley's old man. He's got an ultimate set of tools. He can fix it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was going to say, I wonder if blacks and Jews will be more scared of Rob now.
Jesus.
Survey says.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob, paint your bald spot.
No,
hey, you know,
I don't have a bald spot.
I got news for you. She is repairing it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I got news
for you. It's not like the big long hair hanging out.
I think you should just shave it all off and donate it to Locks of Love.
Locks of Love, yes. You know, I try to, every week I try to talk my daughters into doing that. I really do.
Long enough.
I'll see you at Rocks of Love.
Okay? Why don't we shove all my hair in her mouth and get her to shut up?
I think we should do
now,
this.
But you're getting, she's turning it into a flat top on top. He's going to like it. He's not going to dislike it.
Huh. No, you know what? I can't describe this. The look is really of a retarded person.
Let me look at me straight on, Rob.
Hold on. You have to look at it from my angle, because I'm seeing it from the back of his head and the side of his head. I'm not just seeing him front on.
Right. No, I see the sides, too. I know what you're talking about.
It is totally.
But I'm saying it's reparable.
Maybe what I
He should. Likes to keep the sides shaved, and he likes to keep that flat top on top, and I didn't mess with that, and I think he's going to get it. Are you going to eventually use the flat top comb? I have total faith in Hannah.
I think she knows
total
what she's
faith
doing.
In Hannah. And we have a big detractor in the room here.
Maybe what I need is like
a
top hat. Cover.
Soylent Green is bad hair.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweet pea.
Hey, by any chance, have you talked to Carrie at all today?
I mean, no, but I'm concerned about hanging out with the C-Wex.
Oh, don't make it about yourself, Debbie Downer. He'll be fine. We'll get him a hat. My
cowboy hat.
There you go. I care. I care a lot, don't I?
I'll get you a hat.
Come on, cowboy hat. I was wondering if
Mayor Barry cowboy hat.
Everybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
I was wondering if you had talked to Carrie at all while this had been going on.
She doesn't know.
No, but I know Carrie, and she's pretty well beaten down and resigned to her life anyway. I don't think it's
good.
So she's like you then in that regard.
Yeah, right.
All right, Double D.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter this marriage.
All right, Debbie, love you.
All right, bye,
see you. Bye-bye. I don't even know what she was saying. She's crazy.
Oh, Mary.
It looks military. I know you're saying it looks retard, but it looks military.
Polish military.
That's right. He looks like Captain Mongoloid, Mike. That's what he looks like. He looks very military.
But you know, it's nice. You're always giving me a title. I was like Captain Retard and Captain Mongoloid, and that's an honor.
Names are fun.
Hannah, what do you think?
if I could look at it from the front.
Uh-huh.
Lieutenant Short school bus.
Oh, the back.
Okay, now you're seeing. Yeah. Mike, Mike, now, hold on.
Yeah.
Mike, be honest. Mike. Rob, turn your head the other way. And Mike, hold on. Mike, now, this is the view that I was seeing the whole time that you were saying,
oh,
it's
Mike.
Great, it's great,
oh,
it's great.
No.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the back? Hannah, can you do anything about the back?
She's cut all the hair off the back.
There was no hair to begin with.
Hannah, what have you done?
Somebody has
Boy,
to...
Boy, you really messed that up. I had it looking great.
Somebody has to rearrange the deck chairs.
Private Spiewak. What is that, Private Spiewak?
A jelly donut.
In your footlocker. Is chow allowed in the mess, Private Spiewak?
She's actually trying to clean up this mess.
Really?
All right, cool, calm.
Yeah, let me see what you're doing in the back again.
All right.
Like a giant afro.
Right, you're going to have to, that's the long, you're going to take some of that off?
Rob, you can't let her do this to you.
She's fixing it.
No,
she's fixing it. She's got to do it. I mean, you know, there's no turning back now.
What he has now is like a little putting wedge of hair on the top of his,
right.
Or rather a putting green.
That's
what
right.
it is, it's, I'm guessing it's like a marine flat top and not the more civilian flat top that I'm accustomed to.
Mike has right. led you down a primrose path of thinking that this is some type of marine or regular GI haircut.
And then it'll be okay.
Mike wouldn't lie to me.
What you need to know is that from the front, you appear to be...
yes?
And
don't mince words.
Okay.
Hey, this is really short. Wow, this is like curly short, isn't
yes,
it?
His head
yes,
short.
It is.
I'm just touching it for the first time.
She had right. no choice,
There's
Rob.
Nothing there.
It's all she could do.
Oh, she could have done better. No, I'm trying to bail out on you, Hannah. No, I'm kidding, Hannah.
Listen, turn around. Let me sit back again, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Son, fat, bald, and stupid is no way to go.
I'm not stupid.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
I was just wondering if maybe you could ask Frida if Rob could borrow one of her wigs.
Her wig, yeah.
Hold it. We have an update.
What is the update?
He's going to have to shave his head.
There's no
why. Why is
because
that?
Because of what was taken from the back. It was just...
Whose fault would that be?
My fault. I'm sorry.
If it was a little section, we could have
up. You've missed the absolute perfect description.
Rob's finally looking at a little mirror.
This is a Frankenstein haircut.
Let me see. Look at me straight
just
on.
Just enough hair to cover the stitches.
But you've got to see it from the back, Rob.
Well, why don't you take it down a little bit more?
Mike,
right?
A knife?
No. Hold on.
No, on the top, I mean.
Just give him... Somebody give him a goddamn mirror so he can see what's happening on the back of his head.
And why she has no choice but to take it all.
Oh, there she goes.
There it goes.
Yeah, there it goes.
It had
all
to
right.
be done.
Right. Now it's
well,
just,
that's better.
Now it's well, Rob, that is.
It's going to be. We have no choice here.
Bobby Hill.
Oh, man, that's better.
Bobby?
Yeah, that's better, Mike. Sure, that's better.
Sure,
that's
better. I look like I'm in the clinic at CTU.
Now turn around. Let me see you now. Let me see.
Hi.
Jesus. I'm sorry, Rob.
I don't understand.
Rob, I apologize.
The more gasoline
I formally
we put
apologize.
On the fire, we keep putting gas on the fire and it won't go out.
I bet to him. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Rob. Have you seen my baseball?
Come on, man. I already played that tape coming
Stop
out of the break.
On.
Would you get out of here, please? People. You people. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I was going to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Turn your friggin' radio down.
Got to get the other side, too.
I've just been offered, she says, should she shave it? I leave it in your guys' hands. Do you think that would be smart?
I think she's got to take it at least on that other side. She's got to shave it a little bit more.
Shave it, though? I mean, just be done with it.
Well, I mean, she should shave the top, but save it on the right side, too, so it's not clumpy.
Clumpy.
Mm.
God. You know, this is just... This is ridiculous. Just shave it.
That's what she's doing.
Okay, but is she... Well, hold on. He said she's making a decision here about like she's going to save whatever this little patch is that he's got on top.
What are you doing, Hannah?
What do you want me to do?
Oh, look at Hannah bailing now. Look at Hannah totally chucking it out right now.
Yeah, go ahead and take it off. Go ahead and take it off. And see if I have any interesting moles other than this one.
Which one?
This one right here.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Uncle
Looks
Buck.
Like an ornament, doesn't it?
That's a big one, Uncle Buck.
You.
Yeah, it might.
Stick with your shaved head.
Well, I'll have to check with Mo and Mary.
What do you think about where it is right now? Hannah?
I wish I had a video camera for my reactions, but, I mean...
Handsome. That's what she's saying. Great haircut is what she's saying.
The head is very round.
Best haircut.
You know, you're just going to have to even up the fact that it's shaved. Hi, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don. You want to come on the air? Okay.
All right. Well, this will be good.
There you go. It's your wife, Rob.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Remember how much hair I had when I left home today?
When I said I liked it longer?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, no,
I don't have as much.
Now, are you listening, Carrie?
Hi, Carrie.
No.
Ah.
Hi, Carrie. This is Mike. I'm real sorry.
Mike,
I kind of screwed up when I was cutting Rob's hair.
Are you going to pay him for your mistake?
No, I'm not, Carrie.
No, I'm not.
Carrie, but I love your consistency, honest.
You
yeah.
see what happened?
I really do. What happened, Rob?
What happened is on one of the first swoops with the Clippers.
I went too deep.
He went in too deep. And we've spent the rest of the day trying to correct it.
And that one in the back was the one that did the...
The one in the
I
back.
I think we could have gotten away with even Louisiana, but not the one on the back.
For a while, I had a map of Louisiana on my head. I had Nebraska, and now my head looks like a dog's ass.
Anyway, the other way out of it.
Initials carved in there.
And, well, I think Mike did try to do something with
it. Did try to write.
Yeah. He hadn't the skill.
Mm-hmm. There's not enough hair to put an initial in.
Unless you had like a Sharpie.
Hannah, can you leave it ever, even just a little, take a little less off the top so that when he gets back to his flat top that the hair on top is just a slight bit longer?
No, don't be, Carrie. What we're calling to tell you is that I'm going to have a shaved head tonight. Not down to skin. I'd say all the hair is probably going to be between 1/16th and 1/8th of an inch.
That's probably right.
Do you look like the little guy,
Don't help.
Does he look like who, Carrie?
Like the little game where you take the magnetic pieces and you put hair on the
yes,
guy?
Yes, very similar to that guy. That's right. We talked about that game last week.
I'm going to look like that.
Very
but my
similar.
Nose won't be red until after I drink. So,
Did it make your head look any smaller?
Don't help, okay?
Didn't make it look any smaller.
It didn't make it look any smaller. Just make sure the kids are ready or perhaps put them to bed. Put them to bed right now.
Now I feel real bad.
Give them Benadryl and tell them that it's time for bed.
You might want to get out one of the Batmans and show them one of the Egghead episodes.
Oh, no.
or rent the movie Coneheads.
Robert says that Uncle Don likes Batman more than him, and I know he's right about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well. So
just be forewarned. Forewarned is forearmed.
All right, bye, Carrie.
Bye.
Hey, Carrie, before you go, we still have his money.
Yeah.
And it was worth
you better
it.
Win big with that money.
Oh, have I ever lost in a casino? Goodbye.
There you go.
Hang up. Like, give me the goodbye. Like, okay, hang up on her ass.
Yeah, let's go ahead and finish this up.
That's worth it.
All right,
let's
get this done.
Yeah,
let's
be done with it.
Let's get it done. Let's get it done. We got to hit a break.
Come on.
Come on now.
Oh, now it feels short.
Think it all off.
Beth Ann, camera, please. Now, either that's her making a call, or here we go. Hi, there she is. Hi. We're just about done here.
It didn't help, did it?
No.
My eyes are hard to read.
Jesus.
What, that man?
He looks like Dr. Evil.
That is the first real...
Wow.
You know,
I did not expect that.
You didn't do anything to deserve that, Mike. Hello, Chris. Chris.
Rob.
Yeah, Rob can't hear you. He doesn't have headphones on right now.
No, I have hair in my ear.
I want him to say, I'm not an animal.
Everybody's piling on now.
Isn't it fun when everyone plays?
Yeah. Now, what you're doing, Hannah, is cleaning it up, basically, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
Wow.
Julia, this is your daddy. I'm very, very sick.
Hello.
Daddy, why can't you keep food down?
Hello.
The medication makes me crave sweets. I've got to go in for treatment. Goodbye, then.
This buzz can get you some medical marijuana.
Wow. Right. Oh, my.
The good news is it feels like you can strike a match on my head.
Man, oh, man. Look at that. Let's see straight on.
Hey,
Let me see. There you go. Straight on.
You know what's nice? This won't distract from my handsome face.
I have a serious question.
Yes.
No better time for it.
No. How did this get to this? Because here's all I know.
Louisiana.
No. This whole thing. This whole thing. No, don't blame her, Mike. You did this. Don't blame the lady from the hair cutter. I'm talking about the whole deal, because here's what I know. I have written down for the opening segment the things that I think I want to talk about, and it's fine. Mike talks about the candy and everything. Rob mentioned to me, though, when we were on the phone this morning, he says, oh, don't forget, I'm bringing in my clippers to let Mike, and I tuned out. What was the deal?
I wanted to cut
some of his hair.
But I wanted to give him a swipe at it.
Right.
Because the plan was maybe take a pass or two, uh-huh. and then off to the barber shop.
Yep.
Hippity hop. And
I was just curious.
What's that song?
Yep.
Oh, now wait.
I was just
now yep. he gets it.
I was just curious.
Even Don, even on my first pass when yep. I did the deep cut,
yeah.
I never expected that this would be the end result.
This is like the boys lost a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. But I won the bet.
Right.
I did. Yes, I keep telling yeah. myself.
You're a winner, Rob.
And you know what? I hope everybody in the whole station keeps walking up and down that hallway continuously. Asses. And there's a couple that keep making the pass.
Rob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Buzz.
When you get a chance, please turn and face me, because I haven't seen you from the front yet with the short hair.
Okay, let's all right, please finish all comments by saying go ahead.
Go ahead. There you go. It's going to be...
He's too kind. You know that?
He is.
Because really...
Look at him controlling himself.
Even Buzz, I saw him like try to stifle an exhale when I turned around.
All right, well, Anna from Hair Cuttery, thank you for coming.
Oh. Go F yourself. Michael J. Fox.
Rob's talking to the sales guy.
I hope all salespeople fall into pits of tar tonight. Their stupid yellow shirt.
There it is.
Heather, thank you for coming in on moment's notice.
Hannah, thank you.
Sorry,
Hannah.
Heather, Hannah, honey, for coming in. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Very much.
So much.
Go grab something out of the prize closet.
Thanks so much, Hannah.
Let's have a piece.
You really saved it.
I have something for you.
You do?
For Mike?
All right.
Yeah, for Mike.
Even I'm being mean about the hair? All right.
Yeah, for
chocolate.
Mike.
Oh, thank you. More sugar for me. Oh.
That's what got all this going. What did she bring
German
in, Mike?
It's German chocolate.
Oh, Kinder Bueno.
German.
It's Kinder Bueno. There you go. Let's try it, shall we?
I think that means good boy or good child.
It says it's rich in milk.
I'm going to give you perhaps the best compliment I can give you.
Do the best you can.
You know who you now look like?
Who?
Giant Brian.
Yep. It does look like Giant
well,
Brian.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
You made his day. This is
it's nice when you look like someone you admire.
This is the best day after birthday ever. Here, Rob, try one of these.
I shall.
This will cheer you up. You can.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
Makes it all better.
Okay, everybody. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Hannah.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, no.
Rob's looking in the mirror now.
You know there's a little bit of Ron Howard there, too, isn't there? I'm a fat Ron Howard.
There's not enough.
You know what there is a lot of? There's a lot of... Welcome to the 10 o'clock news. Be on the lookout tonight for a man who's escaped. He has the mind of a 4-year-old.
You know what?
And he is 34 years old.
I think he looks good.
The shaving was a bad idea, Julie.
Come on, Julie.
The shaving that we thought was a good idea?
Right.
Not the best idea.
No, I think you should have tried to maybe leave it up on top a little.
You can't unring a bell, though.
You just couldn't.
But you couldn't have to keep it even. Yeah.
I'm going to get a hat. An outrageous hat.
Julie, come on and get a look at this. Now, here's our first non-employee of the Don and Mike show, Julie Fullman.
What say you?
What do you think about it? Really, what about Ross?
It's a neat, clean look, isn't it?
I'm scared.
Oh, no.
That's right. Be afraid.
The hair on your back or the...
No.
Yeah.
Special...
Would you like to feel Rob's head?
Special German look.
he's touching his head.
Yeah.
There you go.
Welcome to the set of American History X.
Okay,
this is a scene in Pulp Fiction where Bruce Willis is in the shower and he's doing a...
I don't like that voice.
Oh, this is bad.
I want some blueberry pancakes.
Blueberry pancakes.
Can we have some blueberry pancakes, Butchie?
I forgot to watch, Butch.
What sort of hat should I get? Perhaps a beret.
How about like a skull cap?
I think a ski cap might be a good
one. One with side flaps.
Okay. Then I'll look like I'm out to rob a bank.
Everybody out. We got a break. All right, everybody out. Thank you, girls. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. Thank you, Hannah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go.
And now, would you boys like a moment alone?
No, not necessary. I know, you know,
I tell you one thing about this hair.
Yeah.
As bad as it is right now,
yeah,
he does appreciate the freedom. He doesn't like hair.
I like the fact I'm going to save a fortune on shampoo.
Yes.
And cream rinse.
At the end of the day, there's a part of you. It might be a smaller part than it was before.
Definitely from here down.
I go to Atlantic City with you. Because you know it's going to be
welcome
carrying,
to our finest hotel.
You know it's going to be carrying it free together. It's going to be you and me together.
The only way we could possibly save it is you shaved your head. And we can say, oh, we're with the show.
Hey, and that makes the trifecta complete.
Yeah.
We have now all, Don and I, though, have gone all the way with it. Don and I have gone with the razor.
Yeah, don't get nutty.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. Hey, considering the fact that all you were supposed to do was start his haircut today,
and
now he's got no friggin' hair.
Oh, he saved $12. I won't be going to the Fairfax barbershop tomorrow.
But now it's, I still count this as a shaved head, so that means three of us have shaved the head.
Yeah. Bye, honey.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye, honey. Thanks.
Steady hands.
Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Steady hands, Hannah.
Blame her.
I think tomorrow it'll look a lot better.
Don't blame the cake man.
Yeah.
don't get mad at Cookie Puss.
You know what happened?
Pudgy the way.
Isn't you participating in Carvel Ice Cream Store? Baldy Bald. Baldy Bald, your new special Rob Spiewak birthday cake. It should be very, very exciting
at
your participating Carvel Ice Cream Store. Patio Cripley. Patio Cripley. Chemo the Whale.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
The outer loop of the Beltway continues slow from Eisenhower Avenue on around to the Wilson Bridge. The air loop is slow at Indian Head Highway to the bridge. Your New Year's resolution starts with Gold's Gym. Join today and get 50% off enrollment or 2-for-1 when you bring your friend. Call 1-800-99-GOLDS or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in additional theaters Friday.
One for you and one for me.
We all learned it.
Two for you and two for me.
Even kids know what's fair and what's not.
Three for you and four for me.
But some big corporations in Maryland don't seem to have learned that lesson.
When it comes to employee health care, some of the most profitable corporations in Maryland aren't paying their fair share.
These multi-billion dollar corporations pass the cost of employee health care onto us, the taxpayers.
But the Maryland legislature has a plan that would make sure everyone pays their fair share.
The Fair Share Healthcare Bill ensures big corporations with more than 10,000 workers provide quality, affordable health care to their employees.
Seems fair to me.
Call your legislator at 800-492-7122 and tell him to vote to override the governor's veto of the Fair Share Healthcare Bill because it's only fair.
We're Maryland for healthcare. Visit us on the web at imahealthcarevoter.org/MD because the longer we wait to fix healthcare,
the worse the problem's gonna get.
Paid for by Maryland for Healthcare, a project of SEIU.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I got left besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right. Starting with my desktop, I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life. At least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in, the next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to, there's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp. Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay 2 nights, your 3rd night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude, think about your grandma's house.
Grandma's boy.
Do you remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning, Josh has been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language. I don't give a fuck. Strong sexual content.
You are my first. You are my 3,000-something.
I still want a condom.
And illicit behavior.
He has quite a kick.
I hear my hair growing.
This Friday.
Rage!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, my head!
What is that ringing?
Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about. Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Friday, only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you. The one with the dead-end job making less than $30,000 a year? What are you going to do with your life? When are you going to start down a brighter path to success? Have you been telling yourself for years that you've got to get out of that crummy job, and you still haven't done anything about it? How much longer can you afford to wait? Now's the time to make a change. It's time to start making the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year that you deserve. ComputerTrain.com provides you with the tools you need to get your career on track in less than 6 months. We'll even help you find a job when you complete your training. Find out more by logging on to our website at computertraining.com and find out how our graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into our Microsoft IT Academy. To learn more, visit computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today. Computertraining.com is not guaranteed job placement or job salary level. Its skills could be dramatically affected by employer size, industry, employer potentials, years of experience, and other factors.
We're back.
Now I have a question for you guys.
Oh my, it's horrible. Here we go.
What do these shows have in common? Seinfeld, Cosby, Friends, Cheers,
funny.
And My Name is Earl.
They're all cartoons.
What's wrong with you?
They're not.
They all became huge comedy hits on Thursday.
Mr. My Name is Earl.
They moved it to Thursday nights. My Name is Earl and The Office are now on Thursdays.
Yeah.
It's actually 4 comedies. Really good ones, too. They got Will and Grace and a new show from the writers of Will and Grace.
Yeah.
4 Kings.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah. Seth Green?
Yeah, Seth Green. The guy from
Austin Powers?
Uh-huh. Very funny guy. And then, of course, the hottest hour on television, which is...
My Name is Earl.
I love it.
Yes, we know. Thursday nights on NBC is like great. They got like wall to wall comedy.
Big night
I call
comedy.
It wall to wall comedy.
I like that. It's like a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shag.
No,
this is high end comedy.
That's right. More jokes per square inch than any other night of comedy.
This is handmade comedy.
No.
So Thursdays,
2 hours of comedy. I love it.
That's right. NDR.
All new.
NBC. For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it. He didn't make it.
Took it upward.
Very close. They say he's in on the second upward.
Second effort. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
That's my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. 2 men, big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins.
Sean
Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins.
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday, live from Tampa Bay, the pregame coverage starts at 1, kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
Hey, I'm Rachel Ray. I whip up a new 30-minute meal every night of the week, so I know how hard it is to come up with something different for dinner day in and day out. That's why I've written 365 No Repeats, filled with recipes for everything from super easy mac and cheese to sage and balsamic pork chops. It's the one cookbook you need to cook something amazing and totally different every night of the year. 365 No Repeats by me, Rachel Ray. You can count on it every single night. Find it wherever cookbooks are sold.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Free FM, 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Yeah, cool it, everybody. Listen to Julia. Oh, it's Journey. Hey, I haven't called Ross in a while. I forgot about that on New Year's. Usually it's my New Year's surprise. But, yeah. You know, I found from way back in the day a cover of Circus Magazine with Journey on the cover of it, circa 1982 or something. Hilarity ensues. Anyway, let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. Hey, Don and Mike, back on Monday. Isn't that something? And that's what this segment's all about. It is. Isn't that something? It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
But it's been a long time since we've had a good how about that slash isn't that something slash and the names that we use, I know that we don't use the dirty ones anymore.
Yeah, Rob said we have to use our regular names.
Oh,
we have to be Donald and Mike.
Donald and Michael.
Donald and Michael.
Donald and Michael with you. Let me just warm up here real fast. And a good luck out. Wednesday, it's hump day, everybody. Yeah, 39 after the hour, 21 before, and you got to be somewhere by Zoom. You got 21 in the boat together. Yeah.
You know, the show is kind of taking on a life of its own. It has kind of an undercurrent of theme, you know, a basic message throughout the whole show, and that would be sweet.
Candy time. You got it?
He's ready to go.
You got him. All right, folks. We'll need a little introduction for this all about it's all to something. Hey, me go, Buzz.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's time for Isn't That Something? With your hosts, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Buzz. Hi, everybody. This is Donnie, D-O-N-I.
And I'm Michael. Just call me Michael.
And we're on the phone right now with a young man. Maybe an old man. I'm really sure. Barry Ums.
What an interesting last name. Says U-M-B-S. I guess the pronunciation is Ums.
That's correct.
Barry.
Kind of like the back end of thumbs, isn't it, Barry?
Everybody starts their sentences with it.
Yeah. Ums, that's great.
Barry.
Yes.
Barry, I'll tell you what I like. Can I tell you what I like?
Sure.
I like kites.
You do?
I like cotton candy.
Oh, I know you do.
I like Pez candy.
Who doesn't like Pez?
I like big, scary men with shaved heads.
Yes, sirree. And Pez candy in the proper dispenser.
Barry, tell us about your Pez candy collection.
Well, I'm kind of a Pezaholic. And,
you know, I've got to tell you, I remember when I was a boy that my favorite one was Yosemite Sam. Do you happen to have that one?
I've got about 20 of those, yes.
20 Yosemite Sams. Hey, that is something.
Yeah, there's all different Yosemite Sams.
About the
Pez collection?
Yeah. How do you feel about moving the guy's head, Spider-Man's head, and the candy comes right out of his neck? Isn't that something?
That is
the whole idea of them.
And how many total do you have?
Somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000.
3,000 and 4,000, and they're all.
Is that something?
Are they? That is something. Are they all in proper working order?
Most of them are. I collect mine. I try to collect them in packaging.
Barry.
I don't even eat the candy.
Barry,
oh. Oh, now that's a crime right there.
Barry, what's your favorite flavor?
It'd have to be cherry.
Isn't that something?
I'm an orange man myself. I love the Pez orange. There's nothing quite like it. Tell us all about the story of how you started collecting the Pez containers.
Candy.
Well, a bunch of my friends and I were camping, and it was a...
How about that? I like
terrible
camping.
Day, so
there's
we went
nothing like going off in the woods
shopping.
For a couple of days with your friends.
I enjoy that, too. You know,
the campfire.
I suppose if you're going to be out in the woods, a Pez dispenser would be the proper kind of candy to bring with you, because you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, doing anything but keeping it in your pocket, and, of course, it wouldn't melt like chocolate. Right, Barry?
Yes.
So, you were saying about the camping trip.
Yeah, so we went out to a few antique shops, and I saw them on the counter.
How about that? Isn't that
buying
something?
Them, one here, one there.
Hey, you're not
here,
playing the game.
There, and next
Mike.
Thing I knew, I had thousands of them.
How much did your first one cost you?
The first one cost me 50
cents. Isn't that something?
Now you're cheating in the game.
I'm not cheating.
Try to play the, try to do the interview naturally.
How am I doing the cheating?
By
jumping in?
By forcing.
I was asking him how much he paid for the Pez.
Bing bong. 43 past the hour. We're on the phone with
I'm
Barry.
I'm awful sleepy.
With Barry Young. Hi, Barry. This is Don.
And I'm Michael.
And we're talking.
That means I'm Barry.
We're talking
Barry
to you.
Ums.
Yes.
How about that? We're talking to you about Pez. P-E-Z. To a dyslexic child or adult, would they be buying Zeps?
Fascinating.
Might they be?
That'd be if you're dyslexic, yes.
Yes.
And that would be something, to be dyslexic.
Fantastic. And
how about that, to be dyslexic?
What's the oldest...
You know what, I should actually do that in a sympathetic, how about that? Yeah.
What's the oldest Pez container you own?
I've got one from about 1955.
Isn't that something?
And that kind of was how I got going, because I remembered I had that one in a junk box someplace.
In a junk box? How about that?
And I took it out of the junk box now, and it's an old Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Isn't that something? The Jolly Fat Man.
And it still works?
Still works.
Isn't that something?
Still has all the paint on it. It's
yeah. When you mentioned the paint.
Trained.
When you mentioned the paint. The original paint?
Yes.
How about that? Robot. Barry, if you were ever stranded, let's say you got a blizzard, you got some big snow coming there in Cheesehead Country. Hey, and incidentally, what's the current temperature in Wisconsin?
Oh, it's probably about 35 today.
How about that?
Not blustery, but
Barry,
not nice either.
You going to get any snow this weekend?
We're supposed to get some tonight.
Isn't that something?
You know, if you ever snowed in. Would you consider eating some of this Pez candy? I mean, if like you got the blizzard in 05.
I'd be curious as to the nutritional value of it.
But would you eat it? Would
well, my dentist it? Recommends that I don't eat too many of them.
How about
I can
that?
Collect them, but don't eat them.
How about that?
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
I only said it twice for emphasis. Dramatic emphasis.
Did you now?
I did.
Okay, Buster.
I think you just realized who's winning this little game.
Oh, I know you were winning.
Junior Candy Bath.
How about that?
Unacceptable. I'll tell you what.
What's that?
Mom
turned into quite the grudge match.
My source. used to sprinkle my pants on a cupcake.
Hey, that's
you guys been eating the candy? It sounds like you got a good sugar high going.
Hey,
how
way
about
to go.
That?
Let's give Barry the credit we have, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, half of this duo has Barry, I tell you what, this will be something. How about this? You guess which one of us, Don or Mike, has eaten 3 to 4 pieces of cake today and is operating on a sugar high. Can you guess?
I guess Don.
Wrong.
How about that?
Isn't that something? It's actually Mike that's been eating the cake today.
Oh, he's always like that.
Barry, could you give us an estimate as to how many of the Pez candies you would have in your collection based on the number of Pez dispensers?
Oh, no idea.
Isn't that something?
I'm not even sure how many come in each handy little pack.
Probably 20 per pack. And if you've got, how many you got there? You say 60,000. Real quick, 20 times, 2 times 6 is 12. It must be 120, maybe over a million. Over 1 million pieces of Pez candy. How about that?
Barry, when you got the Pez's, did you ever just open up the candy and eat it without putting it in the machine?
No, I don't even eat the candy.
Isn't that something?
Barry, I say now that it's 47 after the hour.
How about that?
I got one final question for you. I know they're playing our theme music here, and I want to mention that we've got Traffic and Weather coming up.
Isn't that something?
That doesn't count, Mike. It doesn't count. That to me, not to him.
It does.
During the war in Europe, was there an Adolf Hitler Pez dispenser?
Well, they actually didn't start making the Pez dispensers until after the war.
Isn't that something?
How about another bad guy? Has there ever been
evil Pez dispenser?
An Ayatollah Khomeini Pez dispenser? An Osama bin Laden Pez dispenser?
No, the only Pez dispenser that ever had an actual person on it was Betsy Ross.
How about that?
Most of them are all just characters.
How about Idi Amin?
Nope.
Joseph Stalin?
Too early.
The pineapple, Manuel Noriega.
There's a pineapple.
Oh, but there is a pineapple?
Yes, there is.
What about my man, Bam Mussolini?
No.
How about that? And listen, our time is up. Until next time, I will remind you the time, the tick-tocking of the hands, the clock going by, telling us the time is so special together. Until next time, I want to remind you the time starts with T and ends with E. And I want to say to you, on behalf of him and me, thanks for listening. The current time is 48 past the hour. Until next time, we'll see you right here on the 2 for the Road Show. Hope you had a good time. Current time, 5:48. And how about that, huh?
Isn't that something?
Hold on a second, please, Barry. Barry?
I'm still here.
That's Barry Holmes, everybody.
UMBS. Yes, just like thumbs without the T and H.
Okay, let's get the update from Rob.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Did you have a good time? How do you think it went? I think they had a good time.
Turned into a war.
And if you had a good time...
They had a good time.
They love the candy. God bless. Bye.
Now let's get the results of the little competition back.
So I know you won.
It's very rare that I win these little games.
Before you get the results, just as I thought, someone from Wisconsin,
yep.
Very happy to go along with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Had a good time.
Take the ride.
Yeah, why not?
I'm very surprised at the results.
Now, are you counting all the ones that Mike threw in?
I am. I counted every one of you did, including
I'm ready for a crushing upset defeat. Then.
Now, this includes the times that Mike said that is a something instead of isn't that something.
That counts.
I counted that. So
Peter.
He had 16 isn't that somethings and 5 how about that's for a total
21.
Of 21, right? Oh, then you win. My math is bad. Don wins with 9 something.
Oh, thanks, Seacrest.
16, how about that?
That's 23.
For a total of 23.
23 to 21. 23 to 21.
Damn it. If you take the scoring out of it, though, my favorite thing was, won't this be something? When you actually put it in the future tense.
Right. Use the tense. I'll get you next time, Pee Wee Herman. Oh, that's great.
How about that?
Isn't that something? He seemed to really enjoy himself, Mr. Ums.
Isn't that something? Hello.
One of his middle initials is D.
Don Mike Show, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, you won't be disqualified yet. What can we do for you? We're doing great.
So who's going to win the World Series, the Red Sox or the Cubs?
Please. That was Mr. 5 years ago calling.
Yes, that's not relevant currently.
Thank you for checking in, although... Oh, boy. You know,
what?
I don't know which would be better, talking to you LBs or doing that.
You can put that in Tupperware if you want.
Yeah, but we put him in Tupperware all the time. There's a real faggy Craig Wilson today. Real faggy Craig Wilson about how he likes the color turquoise.
Can we put it in Tupperware?
I think you should do Craig and then a minimum pumpkin. Just a quick
look. What time it is, you big bald dope?
There went my hair. There went my sense.
I just figured out what it is.
What?
If Robin committed a major crime last week and they wanted to age him on television, that's what they do.
How old do I look now?
It has aged you. That's what it is.
Put Craig Wilson under glass. Let's talk to the LBs. Let's do it.
Right. I love the LBs.
Good heavens, no.
Tough bitch. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number. This will be the midnight phone scan.
Ah.
Because, you know, God, we're running out of time in the show. We got Buzz's news. We didn't give away the iPod. God, we didn't play the new game I have for you.
And now the time's ticking away while we're talking about what we haven't done.
Shut up, you.
You're going to have to shave something off the show.
It's just one thing.
There he goes.
One thing to mention.
Yes. Very funny.
I can't look at you anymore.
This comes from... You talking to me or him?
I'm talking to him.
This comes from the dictionary, the brand new Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Very good. Yeah.
You know how if you go to our website and you see the daily log, it says M-O-N-D-E-E, T-U-E-S-D-E-E.
Right.
And we pronounce the days of the week. We say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to point this out on the show today.
All right.
Dictionary editors insist that days of the week are more commonly pronounced Monday than Monday.
Oh, don't give in to this.
This is
not
a fact.
The dumbing of America.
No. Yeah. Please. I love this.
We believe you.
Check your dictionary. You will find the same thing that I found when it was brought to my attention.
Well, are they spelling it M-O-N-D-E?
It is spelled M-O-N-D-A-Y. However, in the pronunciation guide, it's M-U-N hyphen D-E-E.
Oh, that's just
same on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, everybody's talking like us.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, and also the other thing that I just had to mention was about, we got the list on our website that I started to read about the words that the NFL will not allow you to put on the back of the jerseys you're buying.
Right.
You can now get gay.
They've changed.
Because of the player in New England, you can get gay.
Guess who's running to the computer during the commercial break?
However, if you're a fan of defensive back Reggie Tung, you still cannot buy his jersey.
Oh, come on.
You cannot buy Tung. You can have gay.
You can have gay. You still can't have lesbian.
That's right.
Right.
According to this old Webster's Dictionary, the only pronunciation listed, Mundy.
Really? And how do they spell it?
Well, they spell it the way that we always spell it, a capital M-O-N-D-A-Y, but then it's M-Schwa-E-D-E with the thing over it.
I love it when he wrong punctuation. Schwa.
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 The upside down E pronounced
Schwa.
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 Monday.
Schwa.
Oh, that's just sad.
No, I like it.
I don't know.
It's the second day of the week.
Where's your schwa now?
Yeah, schwa.
Schwa.
Where's your schwa sticking out?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM.
The southbound lanes of 95 in Virginia are all jammed up from Beckwith Fullerton to Newington, north into 123 and from Dumfries into Quantico. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new spectacular 7's deal from Domino's? Three medium pizzas, unlimited toppings, $7 each. Get the door. It's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now, I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest. But it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oaks Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
EB from the Junkies here, and I want everybody to know that Best Buy is the best place to get all the things you really wanted for the holidays. If you didn't get exactly what you were looking for this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all of the hot electronics you love, including MP3 players like the hot iPod. On the plane to Puerto Rico this year, everybody had an iPod. The Nano, the Shuffle, that cool black iPod, the iPod Mini. Of course, Best Buy has all the notebook computers you could want so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere. They have the latest and coolest cell phones like the Motorola Razr, so you're never too far out of touch. They have all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows like 24 and The West Wing. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are also there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you didn't find what you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stockings, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
Okay, it's 10:57 p.m., I see, and I'm calling your car insurance company.
Hello, you've reached the office of Paul McKee. My office hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Please leave a message at the beep, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, I was afraid of that. Answering machine, not a good sign. Okay, let's try Geico.
Geico Auto Insurance, this is Dan. How may I help you?
Well, hi there, Dan. I wonder, could you answer a kind of a personal question?
Okay, I guess so.
Great, great. You're not by any chance an answering machine, are you?
No, I'm not.
Not in any way. You're sure about that?
I'm sure.
Great. Good to know, Dan. Thanks.
Talk to a real car insurance specialist 24-7, not to an answering machine. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Are you awake until all hours of the night? If so, please listen closely to this announcement. This is not a sales solicitation. Participants from our area are needed to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This research study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Compensation may also be provided in exchange for your time. So if twisting in bed, wrestling with your pillows, and staring at your alarm clock sound like your nights, call now to see if you qualify. Remember, this study is at absolutely no cost to you. Call toll-free 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. That's 1-888-528-4664. 1-888-528-4664.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction and have had no success with other medications? For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over a 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
I've tried Viagra, and that didn't work for me. I couldn't possibly tell you how disappointed I was. But then I found Boston Medical Group. Their treatment worked. I was surprised at how simple and effective it was.
If you're suffering from an erection problem or premature ejaculation, and you failed to get results from the popular pills, don't despair. Boston Medical Group has the answer. You'll receive a personalized treatment that's guaranteed to work safely and effectively, regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, it's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join sport and health clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and health clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get started today. Enjoy 50% savings plus a Get Fit bonus gift when you join in January. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in. The next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to, there's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. WISP is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. WISP is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real WISP.
Here's your chance to rest easier at WISP. When you stay two nights, your third night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WISPResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
Introducing Sport and Health Club, the place with people like you for people like you. Friendly professionals who'll help you get started in fitness, it's yours. Swimming, basketball, racket sports at Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations. Get started today with 50% savings plus a free Get Fit bonus gift. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
Mr. Shatner, is it your testimony that Priceline actually lets you choose your exact flight?
Yes, it is, sir.
I can pick exactly what I want and still get a good deal.
Yes.
Flight times.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines.
Sure.
Nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever having to bid?
Not if you don't want to.
Counselor, where are you going with this?
Your Honor, I think he's going to Priceline. Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
You've had enough. Enough harassment from bill collectors to last a lifetime. Enough arguments with your spouse about the bills. It doesn't have to be this way. Eliminate the stress by eliminating the debt. Make one toll-free call to Debt Relief of America. Let them show you how they can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt using programs most credit card companies keep secret from their customers. When you call DRA, you'll talk to a friendly, caring debt professional who understands what you're going through and can help you find a way out. The call and consultation are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation. Debt Relief of America does all the work for you and negotiates directly with your creditors to get your bills wiped out. You won't pay a dime of the debt that is settled. Call for your free consultation. The next time the bill collector calls, say enough. Call now, 800-732-7092. That's 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
Freedom. Freedom of speech.
Freedom of expression.
Freedom.
Bring it on, Daniel.
Do what I want.
Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So I became
what?
Bulimic.
You can read mine.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday. So cool it. Thank you.
You tell him, Julia, and we are. Well, not we, but Don and Mike are back on Monday. The full crew back on Monday. Till then, we've got lots of great best stuff for you, including this is Larry King with the Pope. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The Pope is dead.
So,
and now let's go via satellite
to Larry King.
Hi, this is Larry King. We've got an unprecedented interview. It's a very special time, as many Catholics around the world and here in the United States realize, and also citizens all over, as we do an exclusive interview, the first ever, of the Pope, Pope John Paul II, JP2, who will now speak to us from heaven. That's right. He's up there. He's up there, and he's going to talk to us now. Let's see if we can bring him in. He should be on the satellite. His Holiness, Pope John Paul.
Hello?
Ah, there you are. How are you, Your Holiness? It's a pleasure to have you on Larry King Live.
Larry Zyga, so good to speak with you again.
Well, you know, Your Holiness, I'm curious. And let's start with the main question for all of those people that might be dying soon.
Mm-hmm. Like Michael Matta?
Do you feel better now that you're gone?
I like the greasy.
Oh, you like the greasy? Did you eat the greasy? You know, you should stay away from that, the greasy.
I just got laid from Marilyn Monroe.
Wow, that's incredible. That really happens up there. That's pretty incredible stuff.
I waited my whole life. How many times have I told you? I'm just a man flesh and bone.
Well, we've got an exclusive story here, Your Holiness. Does this mean the vows don't apply once you get to the hereafter?
It's all bone. It's Bone City. And, hey, Larry, check out my outfit, dude.
Wow, you're totally casual. I can see you on the screen. You're wearing what appears to be a jumpsuit, a tracksuit of some kind, and are those Birkenstocks?
From Evel Knievel, and yes, I have on Birkenstocks. And for all of my Red Sox fans, look at my Boston hat at a jaunty angle.
Well, I must say, Your Holiness, you look fantastic, and you look like a rapper. Do you prefer gummy bears or maraschino cherries?
I'll tell you what pisses me off, Larry.
You got a bone to pick?
Marilyn Monroe picked my bone.
Now, yes.
Watching the coverage.
Sure.
How long are they going to have me laying around, spraying Pam on me, some oven stick substance to keep me nice and juicy? They carry me from room to room. They tie my feet to the chairs.
JP2, your popularity is unprecedented.
I am a rock star, Larry.
Lining up to see your body down here, you got to be thrilled with that. You've got to be happy about the outpouring of the sentiments of love. Huh?
Most people are asses.
Does the Pope rope make your ankles itch? Do you feel it when you're in that state, or are you up there? Well, you're up there, you're down here, I'm confused. You're talking about doing things without taking the vows. What? I'm just curious, do you eat greasy food up there? Do you eat things like fried chicken?
I like the greasy.
You like the greasy, so you can chow down and like the tater tots and when you're up in heaven? I'm curious. I'm Larry from the corner.
After I was with Marilyn, I spent some time with Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas of Wendy's fame?
I said, hey, Dave, all that talk about you and the boys, everything's in the past. How about whipping me up a double with cheese, dude?
I get it, so it's eat as much as you want when you're up there. Have you gotten a chance to meet the number one guy?
Have I?
The guy you devoted your life to?
He and I spent most of last night watching American Idol.
Really? So you get regular American TV reception, cable, direct TV, satellite. How does it work? I'm curious.
We have direct TV.
Really?
Do you want to know, Larry?
Do you have other favorite shows?
I like The Apprentice.
Yeah, you like the... Will Donald Trump be going to heaven, Your Holiness?
No.
Ah, that's good.
Of course not.
Do you have insights on who's going upstairs and who's going to hell based on being Pope or just the fact that you're in heaven?
I've always known. An excellent question. And
thank
Larry,
you. I do my job.
If I could tell you something, Larry Zeigler.
Yes, of course. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
I don't have to put it into a computer to tell you. 2005 will be the year that you choke on your own vomit.
Oh, no. But you mean I'm going to be leaving Earth?
Yes, you will.
Well, of course, I must ask you while we've got you on the show, for this fabulous occasion, I'd like to know, will I be going up there or going down there? Will God be ignoring some of my gambling debts?
You have many, many things to discuss with God, Larry.
Oh, now you're making me nervous. Of course, I'd like to chat with them. I could tell them that they probably took them from them. Is he mad at me?
He hates you, Larry.
Oh, no.
God hates Larry King.
You've heard it here. I'm shocked. I'm stunned.
When I have DirecTV, I watch Slam Ball.
Was it your idea?
And I watch Night Calls.
Was it your idea to close Rome's airspace?
I could give a rat's ass about, you know, the airspace I care about? Where they put that stick in my neck. That's the airspace I care about.
So you had nothing to do with mobilizing the 10,000 extra police?
No.
At Vatican City?
In heaven, my main concern is to preserve the super double secret hocus pocus of being a Catholic. My number two job. I want to bang Janis Joplin.
Would you provide more incoming tour bus parking if you were down here right now? And why is
cool El- to people down there?
Why is airline silverware so cold? Will my babies, Chance Armstrong King and Cannon King,
Larry,
will they be coming to heaven?
They're not your children.
Oh, my God.
They were fathered by Aaron Brooks from Newsnight.
Aaron Brooks is next on Newsnight. I was unaware of the fact that he has fathered my children with Sean Southwick King. We're talking with His Holiness John Paul II, who, as you may have known by now, died last week. He's with us up in heaven. And
I love the coverage, incidentally, on all of the networks, even on Fox.
Do you have a message for the pilgrims?
The pilgrims?
Yes, the people coming by the millions to see your funeral.
Buy lots of souvenirs. And incidentally, speaking of souvenirs.
Yes, souvenirs. You going to sell something from heaven?
The best way to celebrate the life and times of me, JP2.
Still raising money for the church. I think it's admirable.
Go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, excellent.
They've got a wonderful selection of T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, all that DJ crap.
When you're right, you're right. I've got to agree, the DonAndMikeWebsite.com is something very special.
I'm enjoying being up here, Larry. My message to everyone down there.
Will I be able to buy a Christmas Story leg lamp from DonAndMikeWebsite.com? Probably not. Do you like the color purple? I'm not talking about the movie. The movie. I'm talking about your robes. Which was your favorite color? The blue, the red. Did you like the purple?
I like the purple with the big pointy hat.
Your Holiness, it's been well documented.
I'm going camo, incidentally.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I've always gone camo. Even when I am strapped to the board now,
folks at the Vatican,
I'm going camouflage.
Folks at the Vatican say you're wearing your favorite shoes. Is it true, or are they lying to
These
us?
These shoes suck.
Oh, my. Well, I guess you don't have to worry. I see you wearing the special Birkenstock sandals that
These
you have.
These are wonderful. I've always had a problem with my left arch.
Why doesn't your beanie ever fall off?
That's a good question. Larry.
Did they ever let you drive your own Pope Mobile?
You're curious, aren't you?
I've got so many questions, Your Holiness, I can't keep them all in. How do you feel about the papal conclave?
God and I were talking about you.
Yes. Are you getting back to me?
You make up for a lack of talent
yes.
with this incredible, inane questioning that you have. Like asking me, the leader of the biggest church in the world.
Thank you.
You want to know what kind of freaking hat I like to wear?
Yeah.
You dumb schmuck. Why don't you ask me something important like the state of the world? How about Iraq?
Do you like egg creams? What's your favorite candy at Easter? Do you like Peeps? Easter's a big Catholic
Peeps.
Holiday, right?
I hate the apples. I hate.
What do you hate? I know America would love to hear.
Yeah.
What do you hate? Do you hate the ham with the things in it?
I hate that little chapel at Vatican City where they have me right now.
You don't like being on display?
It smells like feet.
Kind of ruins your privacy. You don't
smells like feet.
You far. You know. I know you.
The entire Vatican smells like feet. I can't tell you how many Dutch ovens I let go in that place.
It seems to me they've kept you far away from the pilgrims. Are you far away? Are you far enough away from them? I'm curious. It looks like it's a good 30, 40 feet, and they're not touching you.
But
and why does it bother you?
They're all taking my picture.
Yeah,
some of them come over. They've touched my shoes. Don't touch me. I was like, get the frig away from me. I had a long life, and now I'm going to have a wonderful afterlife.
Is there a special formula that's keeping you so well preserved as you're on display?
I already told you, I think, Larry. It's Pam.
Pam, that's the secret ingredient they spray on your face?
They have sprayed me with Pam.
The guards on duty at your corpse all have big frilly coats,
fags,
and hatchets. Why?
Because many of the people that work in my church are gay.
When you're in the Vatican,
and their gay outfits, it's queer eye for the dead pope guy.
Who's your favorite bishop?
Who's my favorite what?
Who's your favorite bishop?
Joey.
Who's your favorite priest?
Holmes.
Mine too. fantastic. We're talking with John Paul, too.
My time is almost up, Larry.
It's always exciting. Who's your agent? Do you have an agent up in heaven?
His name is Donald Ephraim.
Is he a good one?
He's not vigorous.
He's not vigorous, not doing the job for you?
Not vigorous, Larry.
Any advice you'd give to all of us down here with you being up there?
Yes.
What's that?
Hi, everyone.
There, he's going to give a speech.
This is your Pope.
It's a special moment.
Thank you for your prayers.
Very excited about it.
Kiss your asses goodbye.
Oh, no, my. You've heard of the doomsday prophecy.
I don't
John
know
Paul.
How long I had to scream about that ass in Washington.
Oh, no.
You mark my words. He's gonna turn you into a puff of cloud of smoke like Hiroshima.
That's it. You heard it. Armageddon Newsnight with Aaron Brown is gonna be next on CNN.
Larry.
Yes, yes, His Holiness.
I am eager.
Your Holiness.
I am eager to make the beast with two backs.
Oh, wow.
With the late Mama Cat.
So you're saying everybody down here is gonna die?
Of course. Who lives forever besides Superman?
But you mean we're all going to go poof? Is there going to be nuclear war?
If George Bush is allowed to stay as president, yes.
You've heard it here. The Pope is supporting someone else. Are you supporting somebody? Do you have a candidate? Perhaps somebody else that's maybe more notoriety-wise, a more famous person that you put
in
there?
I love Ashton Kutcher.
For president in the political sphere?
For Pope.
That's John Paul endorsing Ashton Kutcher for Pope. Wow. Newsnight with Aaron Brown is next, and we will see you on CNN.
And one last thing.
Yes, Your Holiness.
God bless Joe Piscopo, the next governor of the state of New Jersey.
Thank you, John Paul II, His Holiness from the Vatican. Shelley Duvall will be my guest, along with Shelley Long and Shelley Winters on tomorrow night's Larry King Live.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, yes, Your Holiness, John Paul.
Do you know up here?
Yeah.
We can watch you all the time.
I mean, whatever I'm doing?
You know what you did about 25 minutes ago?
You saw that?
Saw it and taped it, dude.
Don't tell anyone. Quick!
I've already got it on www.LarryDoesTheBadThing.com.
I'm very sorry you had to see that, Your Holiness. I'll never do it again.
You lied?
Of course I lied. We're going to go to our studios in Atlanta with Buzz Burbank, who's standing by with a news update.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden for both one man on the
way. He's still here.
Good news.
His Holiness
people.
John Paul.
He made it.
It's
up.
Buzz. Go ahead, Your Holiness. Speak to Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Your Holiness.
Sinner.
Yes,
hello,
yes, I am.
Sinner.
I confess.
You bet he is. He's a big sinner.
You
and he's
going to
die before any of us. Isn't that exciting? Did you watch me at grunt time? Is that what you saw? Did you see me make... I'm embarrassed.
Sure.
Larry.
His eyes are always on you. We've proven that here on Larry King Live.
Larry.
Yes, John Paul.
I know from my years at the Vatican and the peoples.
Yeah.
You are into the Blumpkin.
Yes, of course I am. I didn't know you realized that.
That's what you were doing today.
That's why I like Sean Southwick King.
And she does the Blumpkin with Wolf Blitzer. You don't even know it, Larry.
I had no idea. Well, she can have him as far as I'm... I can only grunt twice weekly. Thanks so much.
Hey, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
An accident westbound 66 just before Fairfax Pass. On the left shoulder, you'll find delays from at least Nestle Street. Carry nourishing shea butter lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else. Skin thirst for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carry today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get two 6-inch subs, two 21-ounce drinks, and two bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
45 from the Great Taste Shop.
No, I still have more taste than fun.
Objection!
You can put this cork on this down!
The Great Taste Trial Update. The trial of the century continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the facts of the case are clear. The Bud Light product changed, and Miller Lite still has more taste. What? I'm just trying to establish my case.
Your Honor, you don't need a gavel to open that. That Miller Lite's twist off.
I knew that, Counselor.
I know you knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew, Counselor.
I know you knew that you knew I knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew that you knew I know, Counselor.
I know you knew you knew I know I knew you knew. No,
Judge?
Well, we're going to continue this
we'll
later.
Talk.
This has been a great Taste Trial update. Get more shocking updates at tastetrial.com and judge for yourself today.
July 2005 testing conducted by the Institute for Perception in Richmond, Virginia. Results reflect which beer has more taste, not preference. 2005 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by GMRI.
With Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. Redskins headed down to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucs. These teams match up well, Sonny. It's a real tough matchup.
I like the matchup of the Redskins' defense against Chris Sims and their offense. I like that matchup. Yes, they have a good defense. But the Redskins have two outstanding playmakers in Clinton Portis and Sam Tanamon. And you can't take both of them away. And that's how the Redskins have been winning and getting the job done offensively.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
GMRI, a Sun Microsystems iForce partner, knows the value of a good defense. Don't let disaster strike. Call the GMRI Sun Technology team for expert advice on continuity of operations, disaster recovery, and storage backup solutions. A full line of Sun product and GMRI services is available on SOUP 3, ECS 3, and GSA schedules. Keep your team in the game. Contact GMRI today at 800-232-4671 or on the web at GMRI.com. Check their website for career opportunities and score extra points when you join their winning team.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it.
He didn't make it.
Second effort. Very close. They say he's in. They say he's in on the second effort.
Second effort.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
I have my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men, big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins. Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday, live from Tampa Bay, the pregame coverage starts at 1, kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction or premature ejaculation? If so, you're not alone. For over 15 years, Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
I have a lot of health problems, and my doctor didn't think Viagra was right for me. With the medications I'm taking and all the news about the side effects, I agreed with him, but my problem was still not solved. Not until I found Boston Medical Group. Now, I enjoy sex again and feel safe at the same time.
The most popular pill might not be for everyone. At Boston Medical Group, you'll receive a personalized treatment that's guaranteed to work safely and effectively regardless of age or causes. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX, the number 4, LIFE. Call today, perform tonight, 866-SEX-4-LIFE, or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
It's late, and you just can't fall asleep. Again, another frustrating night of twisting and turning in bed, staring at your alarm clock, hoping that you'll manage to get a few hours of sleep before getting up for work. But it just keeps getting closer to tomorrow. Sound like your night? You may be suffering from insomnia, so please listen closely, and then give us a call. This is not a sales solicitation. A study site in your area is currently seeking volunteers from our area to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial evaluation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Please call now and leave us a message, and we'll contact you tomorrow with information about the study. Call now, 1-888-528-4664, or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. Dial toll-free 1-888-528-4664. That's 1-888-528-4664.
This new year, put meeting the love of your life at the top of your list.
New Year's Eve day, I said, I'm ready for eHarmony. I decided I really wanted to find a long-term relationship.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's no experience more magical than falling in love with that one person in the world that sees you, accepts you, and loves you passionately for who you really are.
He loves me for me.
He sees me more for who I really am.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
eHarmony helped me find the love of my life.
Make this the year that it happens for you. Log on to eHarmony.com today and receive our new compatibility profile that will tell you all about the type of person with whom you're going to be most compatible. That's a $50 value at no charge. eHarmony.com. Visit us today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
45 from the Great Taste Talk.
No, I still have more taste than fun.
Objection!
You can smell this part!
The Great Taste Trial Update. The Trial of the Century continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the facts of the case are clear. The Bud Light product changed, and Miller Lite still has more taste. What? I'm just trying to establish my case.
Your Honor, you don't need a gavel to open that. That Miller Lite's twist off.
I knew that, Counselor.
I know you knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew, Counselor.
I know you knew that you knew I knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew that you knew I know, Counselor.
I know you knew you knew I know I knew you knew, though.
Judge? Well, we're going to continue this
later. What's up?
This has been a Great Taste Trial Update. Get more shocking updates at tastetrial.com and judge for yourself today.
July 2005 testing conducted by the Institute for Perception, Richmond, Virginia. Results reflect which beer has more taste, not preference. 2005 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
The calendar may say 2006, but at Value City Furniture, our warehouses are still packed with 2005 merchandise.
So we're dropping our prices to clear it out and make way for new furniture arriving daily.
Come in now and save 25, 50, even 75% off the price you'd expect to pay. Find high-quality living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and fine accessories for every room in your home.
Pay as little as $3.99 for a designer sofa, just $4.99 for a sofa loveseat package, just $6.99 for a luxurious two-piece micro suede sectional.
Plus, three-piece bedrooms for $188 and five-piece dinettes for only $177.
And if you're in the market for a new mattress, now's the time to buy. Begin sleeping tonight on a luxurious queen-size Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set for as little as $5.99 with free delivery, free setup, free bed frame, and free removal of your old mattress.
So if you need new furniture or a new mattress, there's only one sale for you. The spectacular winter clearance sale going on now at Value City Furniture.
You just can't do any better.
It happens every year at this time. After you've splurged on presents for all the kids, plus trips to both grandmas, and bills are still coming in. That's when you notice your wallet is running on fumes. But hey, you gotta eat. That's when an old familiar friend comes back in your life. The famous original Grand Slam Breakfast at Denny's. And now, thanks to our weekday breakfast deal, even when your budget's tight, you can still afford a good breakfast. The original Grand Slam is every bit as delicious as you remember. Two eggs any way you like, two fluffy buttermilk pancakes served with warm syrup, two slices of crisp sizzling bacon, and two savory sausage links. We're proud to say that for a limited time, you get all this breakfast for the incredible price of just $3.99, Monday through Friday from 5 to 11 a.m. It's a value only Denny's can offer, because Denny's is where breakfast value was invented. The original Grand Slam, now just $3.99, Monday through Friday mornings from 5 to 11. It's a New Year's present from Denny's. We're cooking now. Price and participation may vary.
The John and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
The Don and Mike Show.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
It's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
There, you got that. Don and Mike back on Monday. Until then, we got lots of best of. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine, fine Wednesday afternoon. Hey, ever forward, we're moving right along. It's a Wednesday grab bag on the best of Don and Mike.
Did I screw that up?
Because that little light's on?
Never mind.
Well, if there's a break, I want to say hi to my daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, because my daughter, Catherine, said to me last night, Daddy, do you ever say hi to us on the radio? And I really don't say it enough, so I wanted to say hi, and I love you guys. I wanted to say that very briefly.
Catherine, Elizabeth, this is Mr. Don.
It's Mr. Donnie right here.
Ask your daddy how come he didn't bathe today.
Yeah. They probably will when they see me. They might not recognize me. When I come in looking like the doctor from Smokey and the Bandit. How are you, girls? What's for dinner tonight?
You kind of look like Mickey Rourke in Sin City.
Yes, yes. Yeah, if I come in and I go, daddy's home, and they both scream, I know I'm in trouble.
Just make sure I didn't screw the phones up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Ah, beautiful. I didn't wreck anything. Yeah, hi. What can we do for you?
First of all, happy 420.
Right. I heard that a lot today.
Mm-hmm. To my man Buzz over there. And what happened to Billy?
Spotlight on Buzz, who loves that.
Yeah.
Spotlight on Buzz, who loves that.
Yeah.
And what?
Whatever happened to Billy Bush?
To Billy Bush? What do you mean what happened to him? What do you mean what happened to him?
You guys cut him off, or I mean what happened with the contract?
We cut him off.
What happened with the contract that you gave Billy Bush?
My contract with Billy Bush?
I miss that guy.
You miss him? Well, you're the one. No, listen, our network had a deal with the people from Access Hollywood. Yeah. First, we had Nancy O'Dell, mm-hmm. which was very tough to have a mm-hmm. conversation with her. Then we got to Billy Bush, and finally... It's not, no offense against Billy.
It's like an advertising run. It's like when commercials run, there's a length of time with that.
And, I think Billy
and it ran its course.
Really
I'm glad
great.
You turned up your radio, sir.
He's really great and talented, but the problem is that the people from NBC would call every day and say, okay, today, when you have Billy on the show at exactly the same time every day,
here's what you'll discuss.
Make sure you ask him about the latest in the Michael Jackson trial.
No. Yeah, their format and our format kind of don't go together.
But,
I mean, it's a different style.
My other contract with Billy remains in effect.
Of course, damn right.
And here's a tease for you. I'll be talking about
my personal contract with Billy.
Nancy O'Dell and Access Hollywood in sports later in the show.
Oh, Buzz, there you go. Getting one of your plugs in.
Now, how could that be connected?
I bet you I have a theory, and I don't know anything about it.
You might be
right. I wasn't at that meeting. I was too busy trying to get water out of the faucet.
Hello, hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. Yeah, you guys are probably going to cap on me for calling, which I don't care. You guys are hilarious. I listen to you guys every day going home from work, and
thank
I pull
you.
Up in my driveway cracking up laughing, and my kids come rolling out, Mom, what are you laughing at? And I just tell them, oh, I can't tell you guys, but you guys are great. I just want to tell you that. And I mean, I know you're going to probably cap on me because you do cap on everybody that calls just about.
You know, see, that is another unfair characterization of us. You know,
true.
Because we are the only DJs
awesome,
who...
Awesome, okay? You guys are just great.
Thank you.
I can't let you know.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Because when we get an idiot that calls the show, because we don't bend over with that G. Gordon Liddy fake, mm-hmm. everyone's welcome on the show no matter what you're
not here. Right.
Come on, if we get some tool calling us, we hang up on him and call him a tool.
That's right.
And I think the people that listen can appreciate the honesty.
I agree with her. I truly, truly do. I don't know why I say hi to my kids, because my kids don't listen to this show. So,
right. Yeah. But now you can tell them honestly that you do say hi to them.
Especially now, because they feel like with the...
Yeah, because the electricity has been turned off in the house. But they but they are getting to that age where they're more aware of what I do.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
They are more aware. And
it's fine for me. I guess that's between being a father to a boy and a father to girls. Although, it'll be fine.
Well, no, they're just they're great. I mean, you know, everybody knows I do it. I'm a part-time dad, and I got them all week this week, and they are at that age. Everybody says, you know, 12. That's what I've heard. 12 years old is when things might get a little wiggy.
That's when they start to change.
That's when they get, and they also change in many, many ways, including, you know, dad.
Yeah,
and
right.
So right now it's 9 and 7. It's great, and they're terrific. And I don't say that enough, and I should say it more. So
very
I'm
nice.
Saying it right now. Absolutely.
Well, good. That's for your daughters.
Mm-hmm. And I'll play this tape back maybe when they are 12 and 13.
Yes.
Listen to what I said when you were. Listen to what I said on the radio when I'm coming in here. Really, and I won't just stink because I've had no shower. I'll stink of gin. I'll stink of gin, and I will have been drinking till 5 o'clock in the morning. You go, what's the matter, Mike? Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. No problem at all.
Age 2 and a half, Robert is impossible. He takes after his mother. So I'll just say that while we're talking kids.
Try to balance it out a little bit?
He's troubled.
Well, I'll balance
and
it.
And loud.
He's strong.
Opinionate, very strong, and he wears a cape.
He's only 2 and a half.
I know. But with rhinestones.
And also with their homework now, I'm not able to do it. I can't. I look at it and it is absolute.
Right.
No,
impossible.
I mean seriously. I go, come on. Now you can do that. That's what I say to him.
You can do their radio homework.
You can do the radio homework. Hey, let's play. How's your memory?
And then someday your kid will be old enough that you'll get the call like I got last night, which was, "Hi, Dad." Say, "Hey, what's up?" He said, I think you should know about something.
Oh,
I said,
oh, that's got to, does your heart like fall out of your body when that happens?
I'm used to it because most times it's nothing. Okay. As it turns out, this time it was as well. He said, "I was pulling into a Toyota dealership. And some guy pulled in." Come on, Rob. What is that? Because it's a...
No, it's just no good can come of a story that starts with, "I'm pulling into a car dealer."
Did you think he was doing the anti-Japanese thing?
Yeah.
Forget. You were trying to radar Rob.
Can I tell you something? The Toyota that he drives...
It's a fine car, I'm sure.
It was built in America, Rob.
Yeah.
By Americans.
Built in America.
Use it to sneak up to some sort of naval base.
So many things you have to be careful when you're talking to Big Auto.
He calls... And he says, "Dad, I'm pulling into the Toyota dealership to get the car service, and some guy pulls in behind me and says that I cut him off in traffic."
Oh.
I said, "Okay. And you're telling me that?" Because I'm thinking he's going to tell me he got in a wreck with the guy. He said, "You hit the guy's car?" He said, "No." He said, "But the guy got out of the car and he wanted to fight with me."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "In front of the dealership?" He said, "Yes." I said, "What did the guy say?" He said that I cut him off and that he had a new TV in the back of his car, and if the TV was broken... because he had to slam on his brakes, that I would have to pay for. And I said, "Yeah, right. So what happened next?" He said, "Well, he wanted my name and phone number, so I gave them to him."
Oh.
You know, and that's when I'm just looking at the phone, and it's, you know.
No contact made between the vehicles.
No. I looked at the phone, and I said, "You're 20, right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Why did you give him a fake name?" And he said, "Dad, everybody tells me I should have done that."
Yeah. Well, then that must be right.
Right. Of course you should have.
Oh, man. Is it me? It seems to be a lot of road rage lately.
Yeah. Hello.
A rage of all kinds.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that you use that hang-up button like Dr. Evil uses Inferno Seat. You should be like, "People..."
Okay, bye-bye.
There you go. Is Inferno Seat when they're sitting at the conference table?
Yes. Well, he just presses the button.
Hello there. Now we're going to send you into the tank of sharks.
Mike, it's time for How's Your Grab Bag?
How's Your Grab Bag?
This is where we have a bunch of interviews that could or could not be good.
I can't sell that when I'm not clean.
We'll give it... What do you mean, sober or...
straight, man. When I'm not clean, I can't sell the nerdy announcer because,
sure,
you know,
you can.
You picture him with a clean shaven and a thin tie going, "How's your grab bag?" But share it with us anyway.
Come on.
It should be more like, "All right. All right.
You can work it up now. Come on."
Go ahead, Donnie.
"How's your grab bag?"
"How's your grab bag, baby?"
We'll give these people 1 minute, maybe two tops. Here's who we got in the grab bag this week. Mike is just so greasy.
Scratching
so,
and rubbing.
So unwashed today. We still have Scott Sable's aunt, the guy from... What's he doing now?
I'm rubbing my stomach.
We have...
Yes, Scott Sable's aunt.
Scott Sable's aunt.
All right.
Then we've got the parents of the year. They named their kid Jake 2.0.
Okay.
Then we have Will and Larry. They're the father and son that came up with the clothing line... Cool Jew.
Mm-hmm.
They sell stuff like Hong for Hebrews.
Okay.
Then we have Johnny Lechter, 11th year college student, was on Letterman last week. We got a Cub Scout who sold 10 tons of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that gave a chicken mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, saving its life.
There you go.
And a 75-year-old woman stuck in her tub for 5 days. When she finally got out, she asked for a Coca-Cola and a Parliament Light.
Right. Your last two are wonderful. They're all in one grab bag.
One grab bag.
I also like Scott Sable's on.
Yeah. Well, now... The last time we did Grab Bag a couple weeks ago, we did go American Idol when we called Bogart Bice's grandma.
True. That didn't go badly, but you know what? I gotta love the guy giving a chicken mouth to mouth. You're not gonna get that again.
There we go. Okay,
and that'll be over tomorrow. Tomorrow, as a news story,
that's gone. Now, Rob, you're gonna have to get this guy's permission since we're cold calling him.
On line six.
Line six. His name is Eugene.
Mike.
Hi, Rob.
How's your memory?
How is your memory?
Guy's name is Eugene. And Beth Ann, in case you're within the sound of my voice, anybody out there listening, B.A., I do need the number with the 75-year-old woman.
Thanks, B.A.
B.A., the number of the lady that got stuck in her tub.
Hello, B.A.
I want to talk to her, too.
Yeah. Any luck, Robbie? Not there.
At BEA, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's too bad. You're not combining two, right?
And...
Like Scott Sable's aunt isn't late. Isn't the lady yeah. got stuck in her tub?
All right, give up on it. We'll move on to the next one.
Wow. That is an empty grab bag. It's well just done. A note inside saying thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Nick Nolte not saying B.A., saying bay.
Hey, where is B.A. with that number, Joe?
She ran to go get it.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joe.
That's how good. Are your Cheetos, Joe?
Mike?
Yes, Don?
While we wait for the woman's phone number...
Yes.
Let's see if we can pick one of these other ones.
All right.
Oh, and also we'll throw in Sinbad. We have his cell phone number.
All right. Wonderful. Just a random thing. And where has he been?
What's he doing? I don't know. The orangey Sinbad.
I vote Sinbad.
What?
I vote Sinbad.
Of course you do.
Shut up, you. I don't know. I like the 75-year-old woman stuck in the tub if the goddamn
yes.
phone number was here.
I that's the logical next choice.
And if not, I think, even though we did American Idol before,
you
we
gotta
should
go
with
Sable.
Should yeah. go with Sad Boy's
those are the top three.
Aunt. Okay.
We can ask him about his temper.
Countdown to Beth Ann McBride with the number and... nope. All right. Let's go with Scott Sable's aunt.
All right. Very good.
And his biggest musical... What's it say? Influence?
Influence. Yeah.
Oh, is she the one that's, like, picking his songs for him?
I think he said last night his mom told him to sing Everlasting Love.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
A fine choice.
Anyway, let's step up. Step up there for a second. Step up there.
Oh, Christ's sake, yeah. B.A., we're not the team!
Cute shoes, B.A.
You like them?
Yeah, I like them.
So what's happening?
Nothing. Sorry about that. Did I not put the numb? I don't
oh, now calm down, please.
What? I know.
Don't have a fatal heart attack.
She's all out of breath. Like if it was petting to a point.
Don't pay attention to what Dr. Phil is saying today. All right? Don't have a heart attack.
I'm not. Really. Anyway, sorry about that. Did I not put the number on the sheet?
It's not on the sheet.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Hold on. And?
No Sable.
No luck?
Got
him. You got?
No dice.
Oh, I got a machine. Do you want to leave our message?
No.
Nope. Let's move right on.
Is this the woman who got stuck in the tub?
Woman got stuck in the tub.
It was one of Buzz's stories.
Ah.
On the news for today?
No, a couple days ago.
Oh, I remember this.
Right.
Well, you know, that's why I looked at you and
seemed familiar. Don, don't you remember it was one of his news stories? She got stuck in the tub filled with water, but was dehydrated.
Mike, how is my memory?
How is your memory?
You've got an awful lot on your plate.
Happy 420. Join us tomorrow for How is Your Life Pain?
Hi, Jan. My name is Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike Radio. All right.
Yeah, we got some
life pain.
Friday it'll be great.
My life pain last night when I was drunk watching American Idol.
Perfect.
Zero.
There you go. No pain.
Zero.
And it is a scale of 0 to 10, right?
Yes.
MLP zero.
Life pain.
My life pain.
MLP. My life pain today. I'm proud to tell you it's at about a 3.
Wonderful.
That's pretty low.
That's a low.
Senorita on the line.
You got her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Let's put a minute on the clock, Robbie.
Wonderful. This lady got stuck in the tub.
Yep. She was featured on the Buzz News Show. Here now is Jane. Hi there, Jane. This is Don and Mike. How are you, man?
Hi, Jane.
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, God bless you. 75. You got stuck in the tub for 5 days.
That must have been horrible, Jane.
It wasn't fun.
And Jane, is it true that when you got out, I remember Buzz, our news guy, saying this, that you asked for a Coca-Cola and a Parliament?
Right.
A cigarette?
That's right.
How'd you get stuck?
It wasn't easy.
Okay, explain it to us.
It took talent.
It took talent? How'd you get stuck?
I just sat down in the tub and could not get up.
You couldn't get out of there?
Nope.
And no matter how hard you would try, I mean, did anything go differently? Was this bath different than other baths that you normally take?
Nope.
Really?
So
my arms are all torn up trying to get out.
Wow. So did your legs just go out on you?
Right.
Did you try the rollout?
It wasn't any way to get out.
No.
Do you live by yourself? Oh, our time is up.
Yes, I do.
Our time is up.
Wow.
Did you scream a lot to try to get someone's attention?
There was no one here.
Oh. So you didn't bother screaming. Do you normally take a bath and have no problem getting out of the tub?
That's right.
Oh, you poor thing.
Maybe.
And how are your legs doing now?
They're terrible. I need new arms and new legs.
New arms and new legs.
New arms
and
new
boy.
Legs.
Well, I wish
we could help.
That's pretty expensive, I would imagine.
I wish we could help, but we're out of time on this edition of the Grab Bag.
Badly.
We do want to thank Jane, 75-year-old woman stuck in her tub for 5 days, who got a Coca-Cola and a Parliament Light when she was finally released from that horrible prison.
Jane, can I ask you one last question?
Stop this crazy thing, Jane.
Okay.
Jane, how is your memory?
How is my memory?
Yes,
how's
ma'am.
Your memory?
Good, I think.
There you go. You got your mind. You're all set. Don't worry about your arms and legs.
Are you all pruny after 5 days? Are you prunier than you were?
You know.
No. What do you mean that I was?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know what
See,
I mean.
She's sharp. There she's sharp as Jane.
Sure.
There you go, Jane.
I mean, what happens when you soak in water for 5 days?
Would well, I let the water out because it got cold.
Oh, you let the water out. Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Oh, that's tough. Is that your little dog?
Yep. Oh. That's my baby. She was my companion.
Oh, good. You had a dog. You had a dog there. I sure wish we could send her some cigarettes.
Companion in the tub.
I wish you could, too.
We can. Would you like us to send you a carton of cigarettes for being on the show?
What?
Would you like Parliaments?
Yep.
Is it Parliament Lights or regular Parliament?
Regular.
The hundreds?
Hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds.
All right, if you would be so kind as to hold on just a moment, our secretary, Beth Ann, will be on the telephone, and we will send you a carton of cigarettes.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Stand by for our secretary. Beth Ann, honey, would you pick up the phone? Would you pick up 444?
We'll have our girl get you those cigarettes, okay?
Okay, fine.
Well, right now, Beth Ann, would you pick up so I can know you're on the phone?
Hello?
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, Jane,
and,
how are you?
Oh, hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
A little low on the coffee. We could all use a refill on the Joe.
Sure, you got it.
Okay.
Thank you, babe. This is our girl, Beth Ann, Jane.
Okay.
She's very good.
Our secretary. How many words is it you can type a minute, Beth Ann?
Five.
All right, well, I beat you. I can do seven.
Oh, good thing. You want the job?
Yeah. Oh, for Christ's sake, beat it.
Hey, thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right.
Our secretary, Beth.
That's fantastic.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3 FM.
In Virginia, the southbound lanes of 95 after Lorch in an accident. There takes up your second lane from the left. It's sloping the truck tails to an accident after Quantico. No idea what to have for dinner tonight? How about new spectacular 7 deals from Domino's? 3 medium pizzas, unlimited toppings, $7 each. Get the doors to Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
I finally got rid of our old innerspring mattress. It's obsolete. These days, you can get a Sleep Number bed, adjust your side to the level of firmness you want, and sleep like never before. Then I started noticing how many other things around here are obsolete. The clock, it's got hands. The TV, it has an antenna. And this phone actually has a cord. From now on, everything is going to be modern like my bed. If it's obsolete, it's out. Right, Frank?
So should I start packing?
No, not today, dear.
Every 2 minutes, someone switches from an old-fashioned innerspring mattress to a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you discovered the bed that's made innersprings obsolete? Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
It's not the same world. It's not the same FBI. In defense of this great nation, the role of America's FBI has expanded considerably. Right now, the FBI is undergoing a major initiative to hire IT professionals. Interviews will begin in January, and special operations are being implemented to bring applicants on board as soon as possible. Apply today at FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. You will engage the most advanced technologies for the nation's homeland security, to stop criminals and terrorist networks, to redefine FBI operations, and more. IT opportunities exist at all levels. For a list of openings or to apply, go to FBIjobs.gov, visit FBIjobs.gov, or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. Today's FBI, it's for you. The FBI is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, there's an old Hawaiian saying that goes, Makalaka haka, onawa, huna, olaka, juna, olka, kruna, kona, which means 7-Eleven now offers delicious world roast coffees, including the rich, medium-bodied flavor of the Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee. Which reminds me of another saying, haka wanta nak justa chaka, meaning the well-balanced flavor of Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee is brewed fresh every 30 minutes at participating 7-Eleven stores. Oh, thank heaven. Aloha.
All right. Smith, contracts in order?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
My stomach. I skipped breakfast.
Oh. Okay, Gene, is your team ready?
Oh, dear. I skipped, too.
Oh, Jenkins.
I didn't eat either.
What's wrong with you people?
Stomach growling? You don't have to skip breakfast. Whip into 7-Eleven for our new pancake breakfast sandwiches. Double sausage and cheese or molasses ham with egg between fluffy maple pancakes. They're great on the go. Oh, thank heaven. At participating 7-Eleven stores.
EB from the Junkies here, and I want everybody to know that Best Buy is the best place to get all the things you really wanted for the holidays. If you didn't get exactly what you were looking for this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all of the hot electronics you love, including MP3 players like the hot iPod. On the plane to Puerto Rico this year, everybody had an iPod. The Nano, the Shuffle, that cool black iPod, the iPod Mini. Of course, Best Buy has all the notebook computers you could want so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere. They have the latest and coolest cell phones like the Motorola Razr, so you're never too far out of touch. They have all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows like 24 and The West Wing. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are also there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you didn't find what you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
The concert tour everyone is talking about. Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx, Nick Mars, The Crew. Original members, the Carnival of Sins Tour, February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Motley Crue. Performing all the hits, including new songs from the anthology, Red, White, and Crue, in stores now. What happens at the show, stays at the show. The world's most infamous rock band. February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone or online at Cellardoor.com and Ticketmaster.com. Motley Crue, the Carnival of Sins Tour, produced by Cellardoor.
It's late, and you just can't fall asleep. Again. Another frustrating night of twisting and turning in bed, staring at your alarm clock, hoping that you'll manage to get a few hours of sleep before getting up for work. But it just keeps getting closer to tomorrow. Sound like your night? You may be suffering from insomnia, so please listen closely, and then give us a call. This is not a sales solicitation. A study site in your area is currently seeking volunteers from our area to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial evaluation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Please call now and leave us a message, and we'll contact you tomorrow with information about the study. Call now, 1-888-528-4664, or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. Dial toll-free 1-888-528-4664. That's 1-888-528-4664.
It's time to kick things up again.
It's the mother of all homecoming.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want a match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The king is back on his throne.
Time to play the game.
The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network. Get
USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
For empty nesters who want to look fly. For the I want to look like I play soccer mom. For the fellow turning 40 who wants the waistline he had when he was 26. For anyone who wants to put on ski pants and change their name to Jean-Claude. For all of you, there's Sport and Health Clubs. The place with people like you, for people like you. Someone to help you learn the equipment, it's yours. The step class minus the Stepford Wives, yours. A plan you love in July as much as January, all yours. So join Sport and Health Clubs, and soon you'll be taking up that second career as a healthy, fit person with a bounce in their step. Sport and Health Clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get started today. Enjoy 50% savings plus a Get Fit bonus gift when you join in January. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm definitely not going back to my old Razor. I'm going to stick with M3 Power.
Check out what guys are saying about M3 Power, the first micro-power shaving system from Gillette.
I'm in shock right now. It's fantastic.
I feel like I'm getting a massage with this razor.
Wow, this is something new. I like this.
I feel like I'm not even shaving, really.
With the M3 Power, it made me look forward to shaving.
Feel the power of the world's best shave. M3 Power from Gillette, the best a man can get.
I'm no brain surgeon. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how the thing works. I just know it worked.
Free. 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating. And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Separated. That's right. Don and Mike will be back Monday, and we're almost done for today's episode of The Best of Don and Mike. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this fine Wednesday evening. Everybody, take it easy. Take it easy. We got one more segment featuring our beloved President Bush. And I'll be back tomorrow, so we'll see you then on The Best of Don and Mike.
Well, saw the pictures in the newspaper. Turn this thing on. Let's get him on the line. A lot of the late night TV comedians have been making hay of this.
Yes.
I saw that rebel rouser Jon Stewart last night doing something that I did not find funny about the president.
I'm fine.
I was offended. The thing is, he's holding hands with his towel head.
Right. Yes, that was good time.
What they were doing was inferring that he was in some way gay. As you know, I'm a big supporter of the president.
I appreciate your...
He can hear us? Hello?
Hold on. I've got a radio interview. Hello? I got to go run up and do it. I just want to say thank you, and I love you.
Hello?
You're my kind of man, okay?
Oh.
Take it.
Mm.
Oh. Hello?
Homo.
Hi. Don?
Can you hear me?
Well, Shazam, it's good to have you. Can you hear me? Yes. How are you?
I've been traversing
the country trying to get my Social Security plan enacted. How are you?
Why were you holding hands with that towelhead?
That wasn't a towelhead. That was Tom DeLay. I was just talking to him. He's under a tremendous amount of pressure, and I just decided to, you know, cheer him up. I just sent him out of the office right here, and sent him on his merry way.
Big supporter of the president.
A good Texan. Tom DeLay.
Mm-hmm. I can only hear you. I can't see you.
Yeah.
You were kissing Tom DeLay?
Nothing of the kind. Well, it was a kiss. Yeah. All right. Oh. It was a kiss.
Okay.
A friendly kiss between political leaders.
What about you holding hands with that Saudi guy?
That's culture. That's culture. That's, I got to explain this. A lot of people have brought this up to my attention, and they said, Mr. President, what are you doing? You're holding his hand as you walk, as you take a walk down through the garden.
It's kind of queer.
And what it is, I don't like that word.
And has anybody told you about the hand that you were holding?
Yeah.
That in his religion and his
culture
right. that hand is used.
Oh, the no-no hand for
yeah,
toilet.
That hand is used in a bad place.
I'll walk you through, if you can, if you want to take the time to analyze exactly how we do this.
Yeah. Okay.
There are certain cultures, you have to understand, that are different than ours. In our culture, you know, we shake them hands, and we press the flesh, and we do that.
Yep.
In the Saudi culture, there's several steps, some that you did see on camera, some that you didn't, that I will walk through.
Okay.
Were explained to me by my dadu when he was president. You know, he would take his trips to Saudi Arabia.
So would he hold
Arabia? I always get screw that up. Arabia. Man, I got whacked when I said that the first time. Are we going to Saudi Arabia? And man, I was in big trouble with Mamo.
Would Dado hold the hands too?
Dadu, it's Dadu and Mamo. Dadu told me how to do it, and they so far have accepted it. The Saudi prince gets off his plane. I gather my people up, and I say, you know, wave at him, pat him on the back, but I've got to handle it differently. So what it involves is a greeting.
Okay.
I come up to him. I place my hand on his shoulders.
To the Saudi prince.
Then I will lean in, and I will trace his ear with my tongue on his right ear, and then his left. It's not bad. He wears good cologne. And then we will hold hands all the way back to where we have our private quarters.
You don't go back smelling like goat or anything, do you?
No, not one little bit. Now, I tell you, it's a fine thing. I think back to my years as a cheerleader. We were forced to bunk together, you know, with the men.
And your male cheerleader?
Yes, my male cheerleader stays.
Wow.
But it's important to please these leaders and to give them pleasure. And in the Saudi prince's case, I gave him a lot of pleasure. Uh-huh. And I think that's important. I'm never without a full box of baby wipes at all times.
That's smart.
It's necessary. So the trace of the ear with the tongue, then I bring him back to the quarters privately.
Yeah.
We sit down. At that point, the hands break. We are no longer holding hands. I want to make sure Americans know this, that we are not holding hands at that point.
What do you do then?
Well, then we remove our clothes. Not down to the nothing at all, but we get down into our underwear.
Not down to the nothing at all.
I will wear my boxers. And he will wear, you know, his briefs. That is what the Saudi prince wears. He wears briefs.
Didn't the thing? How could you tell the difference between what he had on his head? What he had on his ass.
It's a little different. He doesn't take his turban off. He don't take that off.
No.
He ain't got no reason to take that off.
Right.
He ain't taking that thing off. He keeps it on, and then he wears his briefs. And then, of course, we, because they are a modest people, we have our afternoon soak. Which is followed by...
This is like a gay hot tub thing?
It is not a gay hot tub. It is culture. That's what I'm trying to understand. You have to get in, you know, we are not alone in this planet.
Hey, President Bush?
Yes. After we have customary tea, we will slow dance to native music. It is a good time, and a good time is had by all.
Hey, President
Bush? I let
Bush?
The prince lead, he lets me lead.
Homo.
I heard that.
Homo.
Are you sending that down the line, son?
Homo.
All right. I can take your barbs. I have taken them forever in my political career. And I will make sure that we got no problem with
okay.
you.
All right. Then I will stop kidding you about being gay.
All right.
Just answer my question honestly.
It's nothing compared to what I have to do when I go over to Turkey. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Man, we have the washing of the feet.
Which is worse?
You fly over the Atlantic, over to Air Force One, and you're there, you know. And
which is worse?
My dogs, I tell you, they aren't exactly healthy. There's so many different cultures I could tell you that people don't see. And, you know, just earlier in the year, I was spooning with Tony Blair over in London. It was, there are things that happen behind the scenes that I need to do,
I guess,
for my diplomatic relations.
Okay. Have you ever done, and I'm going to have to use a hand gesture.
All right.
Have you ever done to a world leader?
Most definitely.
Who have you done that? Who have you done that to?
Helmut Kohl.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I thought you did it to Margaret Thatcher.
No, that couldn't happen. I understand what you're talking about.
She doesn't have one.
Yes, exactly. But in many German towns, that is considered a gesture of friendship. It is a way. It is a way of communicating. Let me take you back. All right.
Okay.
In German towns before WW2, back right. in the old days when the Burgermeisters controlled the world.
Yeah.
You would have the different constables that would run the town that would pick out their favorite people.
Yeah.
And put them on the basic town council, as it were.
Right.
And what would happen was the town councils would be picked by the popularity of the people in the towns. So each person that was interested in leading the town would go from door to door and greet the head of each household, which, of course, was the man.
That's very similar to the way we do it today. We do it on a larger
right.
scale with an electronic way of meeting people.
And it was considered very normal for the people campaigning for these positions to greet the heads of the households with a manual greeting to give pleasure.
You really saw the head of the household.
Well, it was necessary. And I that tradition today in closed quarters in certain German towns and in the halls of government over there, that's what I
now,
do.
Are you, since you've been president, mm-hmm. have you always been the giver? Or have you ever been the receiver?
I have not been the receiver.
You
have to understand that these things are done. Now, what they want to do, especially in those situations, I think it was, what the hell was that country that I was in? I'm trying to think right now. Oh, man, I think
Georgia?
I think it was Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yep, that's a place, it's Tunisia.
Tunisia.
That is where the full thing happened.
Oh.
You know, to show your love for your fellow man.
Yeah.
That is what's done. Looking back, Dadu would often rub olive oil in his own into the meaty, supple scalp of Mr. Gorbachev. That would happen to show him. You
didn't
know,
your dad used to massage that big wine stain on the side of that guy's face?
The wine stain was a great sign of great prominence.
Uh-huh.
That's the way I understood it. Dadu would say that, you rub that stain, you're doing just super, super fine. But getting back to Tunisia, I had that happen only once, and I was not the receiver, if you know what I mean.
Ah.
But the Tunisian head of state was very pleased after I got back on Air Force One.
What about...
All of these things are necessary to get along with world leaders.
Our
position in the world is not exactly strong right now.
No.
We got a lot of people
what about
with the men fences with.
What about with Jacques Chirac?
Jacques Chirac, not anything that I would consider.
You ever French kiss him? Get it? French kiss him?
Well, that's how you greet him. Kissing him open mouth, and you exchange tongues.
No, you don't.
That's the way I've done it ever since
Homo.
I've been president. I do it with the Canadian prime ministers
Homo.
Too.
No,
all of them. I do, and some of the leaders in their, whatever their thing is they do up there, their parliament or whatever it is.
No.
I don't follow that too closely.
Now, what about Condi Rice?
Connie.
Yeah,
she's having to learn the hard way. It's very unusual.
Now, is it the same deal for her being a woman? Does she have to do the same, or is it just a thing?
Well, I'll tell you right now. You know, during during Slick Willie's administration,
the bad guy,
Madeleine Albright cut a swath across Europe.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. She was a big whore.
Oh, it was terrible.
Absolutely, and
man.
She's so doable.
Man, yeah. Mama once said she helped to alleviate stressful concerns of Francois Mitterrand, and she used a vibrating device called Air Force 3. Air Force 3 was very active in my father's administration.
Wow.
And I to this day keep
never heard of it.
I just hold on. I've
you know she listens.
That is the I don't think it's her.
Yeah.
That's the secure line. I have to take this. Can
okay.
you just give me a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. President.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. President.
Yeah.
Nope. I did
See,
it's I her. Did not.
Yeah.
I most Mama.
See,
hold on a second,
Mama.
I specifically did not. I didn't say a damn thing. Yes, Air Force 3. Nobody knows what it was.
We all know it's a vibrator.
Yeah. It was shaped like a plane. I didn't think anybody make any big deal. I will. All right, I will say. Yes. Yeah. No. I don't want to. It embarrasses me. All right, I will. Bye.
So I was scolding him.
Who was that? That was Mama, right?
Yes, I have a statement to make.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I've said on this program that Mama used a vibrating device called Air Force 3.
Yes.
I regret for my misstatement. There was never any vibrating device that was used on any world leaders at all in any way resembling the mode of transportation that the President now uses. Thank you.
Very good.
Man, oh, man. Mr. Cheney said he'd catch it.
Mr. Janie said what?
Cheney, Dick Cheney, you know, the president, right?
Yeah, right.
He said he'd catch if we could get a taste of gasoline at $4 a gallon. I sent that right to the prince. Yeah, and he presented himself to him.
Now, wow. I noticed something. Yeah,
you've seen Dick Cheney in candy striped pants.
Now, you said something that has nothing to do with you holding hands with the Saudi prince.
Right.
When you referred to Cheney, you called him the president.
That's the running joke that I've come to accept. I understand that he pulls the strings. I watched that 24. It's kind of a similar situation.
You follow that show, 24?
Yeah, I like Jack Bauer. Yeah, but the president is right now a little banged up. But the fact is that we don't have to worry about these rights and all this. You know, Mr. Cheney, President. Just kidding.
You watch American Idol?
I love Idol.
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. Let me see.
The Fat Boy?
Nah, I don't like him at
all. Tracheotomy Boy?
Nah, I don't care for him. He's a Russian.
Bo Bice?
I kind of like Bo Bice, but I don't like the hair.
What about Constantine?
Constantine's got that long hair, too. I have a problem. I like that little girl with the blonde hair that comes from the Heartland.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. She's my pick to click.
Very good.
She's good. Man, I tell you that. I watched those are the three shows. 24, mm-hmm. I watch American Idol and Stacked.
Yes, I am.
I'll audit you.
Oh, come on. We got to.
He's expecting that anyway.
Is that your phone?
I hope so. Yes, sir. Oh, it
must be yes, dad.
Sir. Dad do?
Right away, sir.
Or Cheney, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, put her on the phone.
Who knows? It could be the Domino's guy.
Put her on the phone, Daddy.
Oh, it's about his mom again.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up Air Force 3. I know you did that.
Your mom's got a big vibrator.
That was you did good for the country and the world. That's what Dad does. That's what Dad do said. I am. I'm doing the best job I can.
Tell her yes, sir. That's my RFF.
I don't do. Please don't. Almost, she's listening. I do. I will. Yes, the big one. With the balloons. Bye. Oh, man. She's all bent out of shape about whether I'm going to get her a Mother's Day present. I told her I'm going to get her a big bouquet of flowers. I'm handmade down at the White House flower room.
She ever get this?
And I'm sending her the biggest Texas-sized bouquet of flowers you've ever seen and a bunch of steaks.
Dustin. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.